participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock.
Stop the rock. You can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mimic.
You can't stop the rock. You can't stop the rock.
Hi, I'm the thing from Uranus.
Go, Bob, on my knobs, fast munch.
It was good, but not great.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And here they are. Get them out.
Selling their little cookies.
Oh, those aren't cookies.
Oh,
that's horrible.
He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You should try their door-to-door schnitzel. It's quite excellent. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Huge Yarn Hot, and all the ships at sea. Dick Cheney has issued an official warning that there will be an attack on your funny bone.
Oh,
and here are the comedy terrorists, Don Geronimo.
Thank you. Rob, I've never been introduced like that. It's fantastic.
Thank you, Rob. Hello, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday, May 21. Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Including Philadelphia. Hello, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202. 432-1067. New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. He bruised me today.
Yeah, I saw him roughing you up in the hallway.
I am like a banana that's on sale.
Well, you bruised.
I bruise easily, though.
You bruise quite easily.
You bruise, you listen.
There he is, my friend Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Joining us from Hollywood.
Los Angeles.
My back is getting tight.
Back for another day of fun and more fun and more for thrills.
On the
court. Here is Leah Remedy. Hi, Leah.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello, Gorgie.
Hi, Gorgies.
Hi, Gorgie. Let me just say,
yeah.
My wife said to me last night, as I got done with the conference call,
yeah,
at approximately, I don't know, what time we get on the phone, East Coast time, like 11:30. I said, yeah. She said, if you put half as much work into this marriage as you've put into this radio show with Leah,
right?
We
would be a hell of a lot happier. And well,
I don't know, Don. All the counseling in the world doesn't necessarily save me.
And good morning, and welcome to the show. A big one for you today.
How are you out there in Los Angeles today?
I'm good, honey.
Wonderful.
How about you guys?
Terrific. Great show last night.
Fantastic. Yes.
Thank you.
An excellent edition of King of Queens, and we will. Now, have you already called to get the ratings?
I did, but I don't understand them, so I wanted to wait for you.
Oh, now, see, no, you do understand them. You're playing possum
really
with me.
I really don't.
Playing,
I swear to God.
You're playing
I really
possum.
Don't. I never. Okay, I really don't understand the two numbers.
Okay.
You know how there's two
listen,
sets of numbers.
But are
and
your,
you've explained it to me before, and I still don't get it.
Are your numbers,
show you how stupid I really am.
Are your numbers bigger than the other show's numbers?
It, one set of numbers is, and the other isn't.
Uh-oh.
And I want you to explain that to me.
So there's share and rank, correct? Mm-hmm. That those
share.
Are the two. Those
yeah.
are the share. And then
share. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
But every now and then we come around and lay the money down. Papa would do whatever he could.
Well, I got a deal for you, though.
Dark lady dance. And lit the candles one by one. And if you believe in love after love, this is the song.
So, have you seen the new one she's doing where she walks around the 9/11 tragedy?
She's starting to look a little scary.
Hey,
she's starting to look like Peggy Lee.
Hey, no! That blonde wig really works.
I think she looks pretty good.
Yeah, listen, I'll give you this. For a 50-year-old broad...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, as far as her, you know, keeping in shape, she's phenomenal
sure.
for that age.
She looks fantastic, but that wig cannot suck it off.
No, she needs to be a brunette. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, we're talking about Cher.
Formerly of Sonny and Cher.
This is my favorite Cher song right here.
Yeah.
Do whatever he could. That's everybody's favorite.
Obviously,
you guys know the words. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Goods.
Come on, Leah, take it down.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
Tramps and thieves. Traveling circus freaks.
Hi, this is Cher, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Michael Merrill.
Thank you, Cher.
You know, and in fairness to the lovely Leah Remini, frankly, when we get back to the East Coast here, we got a 3-hour jump start on old Leah out there in Los Angeles. So, I mean, she's not going to be able to sing the Cher the way we want her to. But you know what? 3 hours
dancing
from now.
Traveling.
Pretty
Benny. You know, I will tell you what we did to Cher, and then I promise we'll move on to the show. I can tell this. Robbie, give me the clock.
You can tell how long, 60 or 30?
30.
Give me a 60.
60 second, the Cher story that we had.
Are you ready?
Our Cher story.
All right, listen, this is beautiful. What we did to Cher. The guy from the record company says, if you want to meet Cher, you got to come to her concert.
Right.
But Cher doesn't meet people before the concert, so Mike and I had to sit through this piece of crap, garbage Cher concert.
We like meet and greets before the show, not after the show.
And we wait until after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the show, we go backstage like the two dumbasses that we are.
No, you're actually sitting in the audience. He came out to us. He came out to us as we were waiting.
And he says, Cher, come on back. We go back, and they say Cher has gone to a restaurant.
Mm.
Our program director at the time goes to the restaurant, follows her. She's there with Richie Sambora.
We've gone home.
Yes, and he says, you let my morning guys down. That they came just to see you. So Cher calls us up the next day, and she apologizes.
Uh-huh.
And she says, listen, let me make it up to you. Can we please meet for brunch this morning?
Right after you get off the air in the morning.
At a very famous hotel, the Washington Hilton. And we said, Cher, you're the greatest. We love you. Thank you. And then we did not show up.
Really?
Yeah, turnabout was fair play.
Yeah,
we stood her up like she stood
proud
us up.
Proud of you, boys. I'm
yeah.
proud of you, guys.
I remember that. That was like Meriwether Post Pavilion, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Sitting out in the audience with this slimy record guy who I hated after that. I mean, big time. And he just came out. Didn't he come out like 2 and 3 times giving us an update? Hold on. She's left. She's going to dinner.
She's going to dinner. But our program director, we yelled at him so much.
Right.
Little Matt Farber.
This was like midnight. This is like quarter
oh,
midnight. We
man.
Had to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Now, what happened? Do you know if Cher even showed up or if she was waiting for you?
You know, we never
anything?
Did get any
no.
You know what? She's
oh,
such a star. We
best.
Never got. We never got any feedback. So she probably. You know, maybe.
But
she...
why do anything if you don't know what the reaction
yeah.
was?
Well, we had a countdown the next day on the air that we gave her until 9 o'clock to call and apologize. And at exactly 1 minute until 9,
right.
The hotline rang.
Yep.
Hey, another mic. This is Cher.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm so sorry. Can't we please meet for brunch? How about as soon as you're off the show? You name it. How about the Washington Hilton?
And the reason we did it, because she was making such a big deal about it, that we, you know, how put upon she was to do it, that we right. said, okay, yeah, no problem at all. And then because of that, you know, really, if she had been cool about it, you know,
we would have gone.
We would have gone. But she was making it like it was this unbelievably under duress thing. And so we didn't go. And, you know, we never heard whether... You know, whether she...
No, we heard from the record guy. Don't you remember? We heard from the record guy that she was there. And she waited 5 minutes, and we weren't there, and she left. Yeah,
bingo. Goodbye.
She left. That's it.
DJ's not here.
That's the magic. The magic of Cher. Hello, Steve, Donna Mike Show. Hello, let's go to Steve first. Steve.
Bobby. Steve would Hello? Do whatever he could.
Steve, hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good, yeah. Sorry, you caught me by surprise there. I'm trying to work and listen to you guys, which is not an easy thing to do.
Caught you by surprise. Yeah, that's why you called me.
However.
All right, what can we do for you?
Well, you know something? I just wanted to say hi to Leah.
Hello.
Hi, Leah. Saw you on the show last night.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you what, after all the heat you're taking, I'm a Long Island guy, okay?
Yeah.
And you are a Brooklyn-born person?
Yes, I am.
And you know what? You're just giving back to all these yokels out there, because I am one of the, what, how'd you say it yesterday? The unwashed the retarded that are out here.
Yeah.
I want to disprove that every one half of 1% of the listeners is actually like that.
Is there a point anywhere with what you're saying, sir? What are you saying?
Yeah, what's...
Hi.
Well, hang on for a second.
Okay.
I'm driving down Route 22 in New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
I look up a couple of years ago and see a billboard.
Sitting here on my farm.
And, oh, knock it off. Well, yeah, crying out loud. I look up at a billboard, and what I see up there? I see Leah Remini up there with her partner on the show.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever seen Leah. I see a beautiful woman with about, well, it's 40 feet up in the air, and you see about 10 feet of cleavage.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that was a very beautiful sight.
Thank you.
I think that's thank you. Compliment.
Okay, then. Okay. Was that a problem?
So anyway, guys, you're doing great. And Lee, I think you're doing great on for the show.
Thank you very much.
Oh, knock it off, will you, please? Before Lee got on the show, I was number 2 weeks. I'll tell you what, I fell asleep twice listening to you guys.
Hey,
take care,
buddy.
Hold on. Can you do me a favor? Sir?
He's done.
I was just hoping he could condense what he was saying. He loves Lee. Is that what he was saying?
I think so, yeah.
He meant well.
I think so. Sure. All I know is, like, Don gave me the happy sign, like, halfway through that call. I immediately was like, guys like that, I want to murder.
Sure. Come on, you want
to... I know, I heard a sigh coming from one of you.
I was just saying, Don gives me the happy sign. Be nice to him.
You want to get happy. And you know what I'm going to have to do to remind you?
What's that?
I have to go to my car. I'm going to have to get the CD.
Yes.
That my wife got me.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is a CD that I, as a matter of fact...
God damn it.
I don't know if anybody can figure out how to work the goddamn CD thing in my car. It's in CD number 6.
For the love of God, don't turn on the machine guns. With that car.
What, in my car?
That car that has a paramilitary look to it.
Sweetie.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah?
Let me see. Who do I trust to do this?
I have a GM car. I can do it.
Well, I know you can. All right. It's in CD number 6.
Done.
Unload it and bring it in.
If you hear an explosion, you will know that he tripped the booby trap.
There's a song on this CD that I want to play whenever... Mike and I have a unique code.
Yes.
When I think that Mike perhaps is...
Is being a little too much of himself.
Too angry.
Being too angry. What I do is I give Mike the sign like John Belushi did in Animal House.
Because, I mean, really the way that the show works best is if I'm a little lighter than Don is. You know, Don's a little heavier as far as... And I'm not talking about weight, of course. I'm talking about heavy on the show. And I got to kind of be over here and let things roll off my back. And,
what's the sign?
What he does is he takes an imaginary whiskey bottle and he cracks it over his head like John Belushi did in Animal House.
Remember when because the Flounder's car has been wrecked
and Flounder is sobbing and totally upset. Look at this. And Belushi like crushes a beer can against his head and breaks the bottle.
And he does the dance like, hey, look at me.
That's really my, that's
funny.
To be honest, in 10 years, the last 10 years, that's been my number one. Like, if we ever, review the show, which we do once in a blue moon, that's usually my number one thing.
That's a reminder to do
that on the show.
That's the only way I ever direct Mike. I just say, wow, today, really heavy on the angry.
Absolutely.
But the CD that my wife got me, of which I am such a fag, and honey, don't say what it is yet. She bought me a CD at Price Club, the $300 club.
This is the one you were talking about yesterday, but you never told us what it was.
Right. And she gave it to me over the weekend. And
yeah, and actually, I thought I was buying it for you as a joke. Little did I know you would fall in love with it.
Yeah, you got it in your machine.
I love it. All right, listen, I'm going to wait until Rob comes up with it, and then I'll reveal the mystery artist, and everyone will be able to call me a gigantic sea sucker. And you will then hear the song, Mike, that I will use as a cue for you. Oh, here comes Rob now.
So this will be the cue. Instead of, like, doing that wonderful pantomime, now I will be hearing the song. You will play the song. Well, you'll play the song if I'm really over the top being Patrick.
Well, this should be what makes you happy, my darling.
This is a song of happiness, then. All right, this is good. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
All right, so right here, Mike, whenever you are being less than Michael Mara, the jovial Michael Mara,
right,
you will hear this from the CD that Frida purchased me that I've been listening to like a mental patient.
Let's listen. I can't wait to hear this.
David Cassidy.
Oh, oh Jesus no. Christ. Oh,
then and now.
All right, I'm not even familiar with
where he actually redoes
all
of the Partridge Family songs.
Oh, God, how exciting is that?
And Mike?
Yes. This is going to spiral me into a depression right here.
Number 15. 15. Cut 15. Right.
It's got to be then.
Cut 15. Here we go.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, God.
Hey, Mike, with that last caller.
Hello, world. It's a song.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Come on, get happy.
Get happy, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, love is what
good morning, everybody.
We'll make you happy.
So I don't know that that'll have the desired effect. He might join the Taliban after that. I mean, that would throw you over the other end.
I am right. I'm thinking about going
to a cave. Already in a better mood.
Work from Leah.
So she gets this thing for me. Like, she thinks it's as a goof. However, I'm finding that
it does have a weird effect on you.
Oh dear!
I like the Partridge Family.
Yeah, and therapy. I just put on a good.
I said to Frida, "Is this really a great CD?"
This is him redoing those.
Yeah,
those phenomenal songs. Of the
go ahead, call me a fag.
Well, these are TV songs.
No, these were hit records.
Were they?
Well,
weren't they on the TV show, though?
Yeah, they were.
Yes, but the part...
See, so I think of them, I know they were hit songs, Tom, but I think they were TV hit songs.
Mike, let me explain something to you. They were songs that were played on the television show, but then became legitimate Billboard number one records.
When you first received it, or recently, when did you actually saw off your penis? I'm kind of curious about that.
On Sunday.
Now, do you have I Think I Love You?
Of course I do.
Is that on that?
May I hear that?
Yeah. No, wait, let me get to the hook on this one.
Can I have that?
Okay. Just a moment.
God.
And I'm driving down the road with my wife, and she, I don't know, honey, did you call me a faggot?
Not unless you're a mind reader, my darling. I'm trying to keep that inside.
Mind reader. Don't recognize.
There must be some way to get us together.
That didn't help.
About drugs during the 70s, you know, it's about being happy.
Listen, who doesn't know this one, okay?
This is the best.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to remix this.
No, this is a new version.
This is it.
This is new. This is it. And my wife buys this for me like it's a goof.
Yeah, you gotta get to the hook on this.
And I look at it like it's
to the corner. Leah Remedy, this jockey, I dig it.
It's a piece of gold. All right, here you go, Leah, right here.
Okay, everybody.
I think I love you.
Yeah. And meanwhile, while this is going on, while I'm
man, I wish I had the words with me.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great if you had a lyric printout? That'd be
while
great.
While I'm listening to this, my kid comes down and he's downloaded the new Eminem. And he says, "Hey, Dad, listen to Eminem." And I said, "No, I'm listening to a CD that Mom got me.
David Cassidy."
I'm listening to my David Cassidy CD.
Wow.
So he puts in the Eminem CD.
I think if you're talking about polar opposites, you got them right there.
Yeah, and, you know, I like Eminem fine. It's just, it's F this and F that. And I think it's all hype, and I think it's all just, it's manufactured BS. Mm-hmm. But my son, you know, who's riding that core Eminem dumbass group. He buys it.
As opposed to the intellectual group that you and David Cassidy are in.
He says to me, he says, but Dad, listen to the words. Eminem is talking about how he's like Elvis Presley, that he's a white man who's singing black man songs. And Dad, listen to this song where he's saying how he loves his daughter, even though he's divorced, his wife. And all I'm hearing in this song is F Debbie, and he's saying the word F.
Right.
Because Debbie's his ex-wife.
Wow. He's always, Eminem, in all of his songs, he takes on people, right?
So,
I mean, he takes on everybody. Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears.
And the thing is,
he's an angry young man.
Yes. The thing is with my kid.
I can't relate.
With my kid and all of this now, that he... this is an ongoing discussion that we have in our house about downloading music, that the Eminem album is not going to be out for a month. Mm-hmm. My kids had the Eminem album for like a week and a half.
A lot of people do.
Okay. Frida, what's the movie he's downloading? Oh, I know what he's...
Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, he has Attack of the Clones. He's already got it.
Wow.
He's got it. He's got the movie.
It's like you can put it in a DVD and you can play it on your computer and it's clear as a bell.
You can burn it on a CD. I haven't had a discussion except to say, you know, you're stealing.
Yeah, last night he says to me, I came home from work. Very tough day at the job yesterday. Mm-hmm. I came home and I was sitting and discussing my day with my wife and my son, and he said, hey, Dad, I got something that'll cheer you up. Do you want to see Attack of the Clones? And I said, the last thing I want to do is go to a goddamn movie theater, you know, crowded with the people wearing the hats and the lightsabers. And he says, I got it upstairs. And I said, would you get a bootleg version? He says, no, I downloaded it.
Yeah.
I got the movie.
Man, yeah. Is it perfect quality or is it kind of like you get on the street in New York?
We haven't seen it. We'll have to see it till
I watched it with him last night.
Did you?
It's perfect quality.
You watched it on his computer screen?
It's perfect quality.
That is so cool.
And you know what's funny about that, Doug? George Lucas went on some news program and he said, you know, and this only hurts my sales when the DVD comes out and we're not going to make any money.
Yeah.
And he was all pissed off about it. Like, he's not making any money.
Right. Right. You know, he's big on, I have heard him quoted referring to how he's not into a commercial enterprise and not being commercial. Mm-hmm. George Lucas seems to be really hung up with trying to tell people he doesn't make money when he's like a walking factory of money.
He loves money.
Right.
He loves money. Yeah. And Robbie's not even a Jew, is he?
But he hangs with them, I think. I'm just shocked.
Shut up.
That was for you, Rob.
I'm shocked that Star Wars fans would like be computer savvy enough to be able to do
that. Yeah.
It's very odd.
Make it out in the backseat of a car, huh?
So now here's the moral dilemma that I have with my son is that on one hand, I agree that if the stuff is out there, well, what the hell? Go ahead and get it.
It's wrong.
But on the other hand, you know, not that I give a rat's ass if Eminem or any other group or artist doesn't get a dollar in royalties from an album because
can't
you know
they
that
find out too that you've been downloading that eventually? Can't they?
No, because
track you down codes and stuff.
No, and Bart has our computer blocked so that.
See, you guys, your whole family.
No one can share
the most computer literate family in the world.
What he was doing last night. He was really effing with people.
My husband has you convinced he's computer literate?
Well, no, I think you are, and I think your son is. Okay. I think you guys sound like you have it all going on with a computer.
Every teenager is.
Here's what my kid was doing last night. He says, Dad, watch this. That apparently he opens up a little portal so that other people can share with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he waits until people line up, and what he does is he puts out a list of all of the stuff that he's downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
All of these albums that won't be out for months and months, and all of these movies. And then as soon as people start to download them,
uh-huh,
he shuts the door on them.
So he's like, can we play a game? He's one of those whiz kids.
Well, no, I think he's like any kid. I think
all kids know how to operate that.
Most kids do that. And after a while, I was standing there with him, and I said, do it again. Because I love the fact that he opens it up and they see Star Wars 2 Attack of the Clones. And you see one by one people logging on. You actually see like on a buddy list.
Because everybody wants that.
You see the people who are logging on. And we start counting it. And when it gets up to like 25 people, as soon as the mechanism triggers so that they can download it, you hit one button and it shuts them all out.
Right, and they're all done.
And
sugar,
they can't get the movie.
You've got to tell them that's wrong. You can't change your moral rules depending on.
Honey, I told him it's wrong.
Where did he go to get the movie?
Mike, I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, wonderful.
I will tell you off the air. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
You
have to call Bart after school to find out.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's wrong. That's what we're trying to teach you, Mike. It's not right.
Yeah, I know. I just
if you want him to make a copy, he'll be happy to.
I mean, I'd like that. That's a movie that I wouldn't run into the theater to see.
You know, I have no interest in seeing that movie at all.
Right.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. However, in this way, I found out it's great. I have friends at the record companies, and they send me what they consider to be advanced copies of records. Well. Imagine the record guy's surprise, Larry Vandruff.
Right.
Imagine his surprise about 3 months ago when he overnighted me a copy of the brand new Smash Mouth album.
Right.
Because he knows I love Smash Mouth. And imagine his surprise when I called him up and I said, oh, it's great. I like cuts 1, 5, 7, 9. I think the first single should be cut number 1. He said, really? I said, yeah, I've thought it since 4 months ago. When my kid downloaded the album.
It's incredible how they get access to it.
Here's the deal. One person gets the record. Mm-hmm. Like, one reviewer gets a copy of the record. Or one guy from the record company lets it go to somebody, and immediately it's out there.
Right. Well, they've got to be working, I would think, on preventing that from happening eventually.
They are.
Are they?
Yeah, very much so.
Really?
Internally and with their lawyers trying to get laws changed.
Because, the bottom line is you got to go into a recording studio. You still got to go through that process.
There is one album that nobody's bothered to download. And David Cassidy, Then and Now, this one, you have to go to the store and buy.
Let's talk it up.
The senior citizens are not that computer savvy. In the nursing homes, couldn't you see them all trying to download
it? Yeah, no one would download this. But I love it. I like it. It's a mental patient. And the other thing I've been driving my wife crazy with is I got some Bee Gees compilation record.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, not when it's the only thing you hear in the car.
I love you.
Are you a Bee Gees fan, Liam?
I love
you.
Neil Diamond on top of that.
Neil Diamond.
Was it the Neil Diamond that you kept playing? What was it that you were playing over and over again, my darling?
Today!
No, it's not Neil Diamond. Although, you know what's really... Oh, my God. Mike, I might as well just cut my penis off and hand it over today because the other one...
For just a little while.
It's worse. It's worse than Neil Diamond.
Really?
Love on the Rocks.
Barry Manilow. It was the Barry Manilow in your car.
What the hell's wrong with you? Now wait a minute. David Cassidy, fine. Bee Gees, fine. Now, Neil Diamond or Barry Manilow, what's that? What the hell is going on?
You know what? It just occurred to me. I think after drink number 2 in the futuristic restaurant, you said, I got Barry's new album. It's really good.
You got Barry Manilow's new album?
It would almost be more acceptable if it was older Manilow, but this is new Manilow.
No, it's old stuff.
Manilow doing old Manilow.
It's Barry Manilow singing all of his favorite Barry Manilow songs.
How do you update those? Jesus Christ.
We take separate cars just about everywhere.
I'm such a fag with the music I like.
Wow. You came and you gave without tricking.
Yeah. So right now, if you go down the 6, I'll tell you what I got. The 6 CDs in my car.
Please do.
And this would be if Sigmund Freud is listening, this will probably tell you a lot about me. CD number 1 is The Best of the Raspberries.
Oh, that's good.
CD number 2 is The Best of Tommy James and the Shondells.
Right.
CD
never
number
heard of these people.
CD number 3 is The Best of the Bee Gees, Volume 1.
Yeah, good right. stuff.
CD number 4 is The Best of the Bee Gees. Volume 5.
Right.
Love it.
CD number 5 is Barry Manilow.
Wow.
And now CD number 6 is, I take it back. Barry Manilow's been taken out of the rotation for Chicago's greatest hits.
Would you like to know mine? Which includes an empty chamber. That's how into music I am.
Hey, empty chamber. A new game coming up on the show today.
CD number 1 would be Buddy Rich. From 1968, live at the Shea in Los Angeles, California. CD number 2 is Enya. CD number
Enya.
CD number 3 is Mannheim Steamrollers.
Ah!
latest Christmas album. That's how long it's been in my and it was, and I put it in November.
Happy you call me a fag.
CD number 4 is the Crap Blues Band live at the Clarendon Grill.
Oh my God!
CD number 5 is the Crap Blues Band live at the Clarendon Grill, and CD number 6 is an empty chamber. That's how long it's been since I don't change them, you know, like all of them wholesale. I actually, you know, just change a couple of them. And like the Mannheim Steamroller has just, and I never listened to it. It's just sitting in there, though. And occasionally if I'm flipping around and I forget, I'll hear it. And it's not, you know, not the best they've ever done.
Well, I've got U2, Matchbox 20, Shakira, Alicia Keys, and now Volume 8. Or
wow, you're very happening, yes. Frida.
Well, compared to you guys, very I'm like disco queen. Well, yeah. I am the, wow. Yeah.
Well, what do you have in your car, Leah?
I have Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
I have Donna Summer.
Yes.
And that's 2 volumes, by the way.
Wow.
What else do I have in there? I have, I think, the what?
Diddy.
Oh, P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. Oh, right.
My new boyfriend.
Because you're dating him.
Yes, I'm dating him.
Right.
Well, him
right.
And Vince Vaughn.
Right. The brand new
and,
P. Diddy.
And,
right.
I have a, what else do I have in there? I think I have, like, the what is it? The, what?
That new girl.
What new girl? Oh, I have Alicia Keys and I have Ashanti.
Well, see right
oh,
there?
Yeah.
Both Frida and Leah
okay.
have much
well,
the same musical taste.
They
do.
Yes, so, if ever we're going somewhere and everybody's driving, I'm riding with Leah.
No, I have good stuff.
All right. Love you, honey.
I would like to take one out and put in, like, Air Supply or Journey.
Greatest hits.
How about Boston?
Yeah, the greatest hits. Boston, fabulous.
Yeah.
Darling, you probably have an Air Supply you could lend Leah, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, sure you do.
As a matter of fact, I'm talking
my hard rocking macho man.
I'm talking to an Air Supply right now that tonight might be clogged.
Oh,
honey?
All right.
How about Styx?
I like Styx.
I love Styx.
I love you, sweetie. I'll see you again.
What do they sing, Mike?
No. Styx.
Lady.
Hey, Bob Lee Band.
Oh, yeah.
Babe, I love you.
All right, sweetie.
Oh, that's a great one.
Bye, you guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
You, honey,
bye,
love you.
Frida.
Thank you for the David Cassidy record.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Jesus.
Now,
I think I have their greatest hits that I listened to, like, over the summer.
There's a, hold on.
Last summer.
Because I want to be a blue-collar man.
Come sail away.
Come sail away.
Sail away.
That was
nice.
I am a modern man.
Kilroy.
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 Yeah, I have actually their DVD, too, when the guy comes out and goes,
well, it's a welcome to the last night of our tour. And you might say we're going to have too much time on our hands.
It's like the gayest intro to a song I've ever heard.
Too much time on our hands. Too much time on my hands.
Hello, I'm Dennis DeYoung. Whoa!
Jesus Christ. Hello, Lou. Lou in Philadelphia. Lou.
Yeah.
Lou.
How you doing?
Hi.
I've been listening to you since you came on the air here in Philly. What is it, a few months now?
Yeah, about a month and a half, 2 months.
Last week, you guys were talking to somebody, and I'm aggravated. Last night I went to see that new Star Wars movie, and Mike, I think it was Mike. Mike yells out, and I'm going to give something away in the movie now, so whoever hasn't seen it, just turn your volume down for a minute.
You're speaking in sentence fragments. What do you mean? I said what? What did I say?
You said, yeah, tell him Anakin gets his arm chopped off.
Oh, no, I said that. But that's been in...
Was that such a riveting part of the movie?
No,
is that such a
it
horrible...
Matter. It doesn't matter right. because the movie right. just came out.
Right.
And you yell that out. And I just got really aggravated last night when it did actually happen, and I was thinking the whole time, man, I hope that doesn't happen. I hope it doesn't happen.
Well, wait a minute, hold on a bit.
Just because it got ruined, it doesn't matter to me whether it did or not.
So did you? So you found yourself actually because of the revelation on the show yesterday. You found yourself at the moment when it happened in the real movie. You thought of us.
You say, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Guy and Mike were right. Anakin Skywalker's arm does get shot off.
You see how we did that, though, sir? You see?
Here's the deal.
What?
Okay. That's the first time I've been out to the movies in over 2 years. I got a new baby at home, right?
Oh, no. I can relate.
I got to go late at night. And
right.
I just... it spoiled a little bit of it for me. And I just think if you guys are going to talk about a new movie and you're going to reveal something, or, you know, or if there's a possibility.
Let me tell you something else. Peter Parker is Spider-Man. Mary Jane knows that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. Spider-Man kills the Green Goblin.
Consider your life ruined. Consider your life not worth living anymore. Now that the secrets of all these fabulous films have been revealed.
I mean, like, you're not... listen, really, seriously, you're not talking about a secret like The Sixth Sense where it's a surprise.
Yeah, but you revealed that, too.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah, you did.
I did. See, that sucks. That's a shame.
Well, that's the great thing. Well, listen, here's my advice.
You know, when we did, can I say this to this guy? When we do that, sir, though, we really billboard it. Like, we really billboard that it's coming up.
You were warned.
And yesterday...
That time you didn't, because...
Yeah, no, we did.
I did turn the volume down. I appreciate it.
Don went on the air and asked for somebody that was a real nerd to reveal the plot. That was the whole game that we played yesterday.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing. And at the very end, Skywalker gets his arm
broken. It was the last week sometime.
No way!
You know what?
I don't think
think this guy is correct.
Yeah. Did you reveal it before we played the game?
When we were reviewing the movies that we haven't seen.
You mentioned that?
I said that, yeah, that he gets his arm cut off.
How did you know that?
But again, was it such a big deal in the movie?
No.
Was it such like a...
No, it's a cool part in the movie.
No, but listen...
And if you think that that's going to happen...
If you're a Star Wars fan, though, isn't it already known that Anakin at some point had something happen to his hand or his arm or something?
It's all mechanical. You don't know if it's going to be this movie or the next movie.
Let me ruin another secret for you. The other secret about Attack of the Clones Part 2 is that when you leave, the theater smells like earwax and grape soda.
why is it that your head, I mean, God forbid you touch your head to the back of the seat because you're going to be peeling it off. What do they put on there?
You ever see one? We had a guy, we had a specialist come in on bacteria one time that did the show. Do you remember what he said the filthiest thing that you can come in contact with is a movie theater seat? Yeah. He said a movie theater seat is the most single disgusting thing you come in contact
with. Hold on. Is this guy talking about when, maybe he could be talking about the time when John went in line. When we had Johnny go in line before the movie opened,
it might have been Johnny.
I think that was it, because I was ready. I used to work in a theater, and what the tricks that we used to do, I would take any leftover sodas, take the plastic cap off, and turn them over on the seats, and the seat would absorb all the soda. This is when I was like 16.
And you're bitching because we said that Skywalker gets his arm cut off?
Yeah, you do something that could...
Well, now I'm older and I know better.
I mean, if somebody had a Walkman on, you could endanger their life.
There's another trick.
You could have fried their rectum.
Where you turn a soda upside down, one of the big sodas upside down on like a piece of paper, then pull the paper out, and the vacuum holds the fluid upside down until the usher picks up the soda, and then I'll get... But I would never do that.
That's funny. That is leaving it for the ushers.
All right. Sorry about this, Skywalker.
And Sticky.
Angry man.
Sir, where's the passion?
Hello,
this is one of the reasons why I don't go to the movies.
Right. Luis?
I do not enjoy it.
Luis? Luis.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Yo.
Yo. I just wanted, I got two things to say. I got, a new song for your Naked Cruelty, and you know what? That song isn't good for Mike. Maybe you should just smoke hashish with, like, Buzz.
You mean us come in here, if I'm ever feeling tense, just smoke hashish?
Smoke a joint.
Yes.
No, I don't smoke dope.
And what is the...
Oh, it's from the WWF Forcible Entry. It's from Cypress Hill.
Oh, Mary Jane Clay.
Just Another Victim.
Just Another Victim. All right.
You want me to play it?
No.
I got it queued up.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, let her play it.
Go ahead, Luis.
This would be for Naked Cruelty.
Okay, looking forward to hearing it, Poppy.
Okay, hold on. All right.
Come on. Pop.
Poppy, we cannot hear that song.
It's pretty.
Sounds great.
What is the matter with that song? What's that, Leah?
Didn't quite work out like you planned, did it?
No, it did not. Okay. We did not hear the song. What's the matter, Poppy?
Hello, Donna, my show. Hello.
God's about whom I fantasize.
Pardon me?
I said Radio Gods about whom I fantasize.
Oh.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
She was speaking correct English, gentlemen, and you didn't get it.
Yes, she was.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
We're fine, Poppy.
I saw a commercial.
Mommy.
It was like a
Matthew
Carter or a Visa commercial, and it had a David Cassidy CD, and I thought it was a joke. I didn't know it was a real CD.
Oh, it is. My wife got it at the $300 club.
I think I'm going to have to get it from my husband.
That's what I sing to my credit cards all the time.
I think I love you.
I love you, but what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. I love there is no cure for.
Look at this.
Yeah, all right.
I like this.
Look at this girl.
I like this.
Look at this girl. Has this girl had a turnaround?
I think I love you.
Oh, man, we give her a round of applause.
Yeah. This girl had a turnaround on the show.
There's love here today.
Yeah. You know what we need?
I got yelled at.
Hey, Leah, me too.
You kids play nice.
Phone number.
As we try to give away $30,000.
$30,000.
Wow. Celebrity Burp, 877-365-3636. Oh, and in our next break, you're going to love it. The debut of the Empty Chamber Game.
Starring Wendell Hall.
Hey.
Yeah. I can't wait.
But now, Leah.
Yes!
Thank you, baby.
That's the way.
Now, be caller 100 for the celebrity bourbon. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcast the wrong time, kid. Tom and Mike did.
Yeah. And before we move on to the show, I just got to say something. Mm-hmm. I say it on behalf of me and Mike and Buzz and Rob and Sue, Gail and Bill, and all the rest. Thank you, Philadelphia.
Yes. We're proving the naysayers wrong.
In Philadelphia.
Why? What's the backstory here?
Here's the backstory. That we're on in New York, and our numbers suck in New York. And we think there's a variety of reasons that our numbers suck in New York. We'll take some responsibility, but there are other factors at play. Because the radio station is a friggin' mess. So they put us on in Philadelphia. And the thought with the geniuses of the company was, because even though the show is number one rated in D.C. And in Baltimore and in Seattle and in Sacramento and in all these other markets, that it wouldn't work in Philadelphia because it hasn't worked in New York. And because we were taking music off WYSP.
That there was going to be a massive tanking.
A backlash.
You know, and if we were ever going to be successful, we'd have to, like, fall into the abyss before we would ever come back. And then if we ever came back, we would never get to the level where the music was.
Okay. Well, as a matter of fact, now, this is a rolling average. To understand that you get the 3-month rolling average. It's January, February, March was the winter book. And we were only on for March of the winter book.
Right.
So now what you get is February, March, and April, which is 2 months of the Don and Mike Show and 1 month of the music the WYSP had been playing. That's why this is such an important month. This was the swing month to show if, in fact, the show was going to be embraced by Philadelphia immediately, or if, as many people both on the radio and off the radio have said, dumbasses one and all, that the show would fall like a rock off, like in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Right.
Well, it hasn't happened.
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't.
Because they didn't know
that. Are you doing great in Philadelphia?
Are we doing great? Yes, we are doing great.
Hey.
Yes, we are doing great.
We're very, very happy with these ratings. We are delighted, and bigger and better things to come in Philadelphia.
Oh, it's just a start.
Absolutely.
It's just a start. I mean,
I agree.
It's a small increase to a 3.5 share in the midday.
Right.
But you know what it is? It's an increase, baby.
That's right.
That's right.
Adults,
exactly right.
Adults 18 plus, 5556. That's up.
That's good.
Adults 25 to 54, 41 to 45. 18 to 34 year olds. Now, this is where we got killed before. This is the one category where they want something like from a 15 to a 5.9. Well, that's already rebounding all the way up to a 7.1.
Excellent. Very
nice.
So, in actuality, as we have fought all along, the vibe from Philadelphia was
absolutely
the good people in the city of brotherly love are getting into the show.
They're sharing the brotherly love with us, baby.
And we want to thank Philadelphia because you don't know, our nuts were in a vice.
Yeah, but I love Philadelphia. I think we knew in inside of a week when we were taking our Philadelphia callers that this was going to happen. And I love that city. I love the response to the show. I love the calls. It's working in Philadelphia, and we are delighted.
You know, you can yell.
And the same thing is going to happen in New York.
You know, honey, you know what?
That may have the same.
No, that may be out of our control. That may be out of our control.
I think New York is going to.
I feel the same way about the New York callers. Mm-hmm. The people that are there, the people that are with us, that are participating, are fantastic. I think really that our calls. You know, we take calls from all over the country, and I will tell you that you know, and I include Philadelphia and New York. You know, in the same ballpark. But the New York calls that we get are fantastic.
Yeah.
Some of the funniest calls we get are from New York. And you can't argue with the people that are on board up in New York. And, of course, we do hope, you know, that it gets better and better. But, you know, as Don mentioned, you know, we're not talking about just the show up in New York. We're talking about an entire radio station. And sometimes you can do the best show you want, but it doesn't compensate for the radio station as a whole.
And all I know is that behind the scenes, I've been hearing for the last 4 months, you guys are going to tank on YSB.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've heard this from.
And why is that? What's with the negativity coming from your own people?
Honey, welcome to CBS.
It's fear of change is what it is.
Yeah, because they put the show on WNEW, and because the show has maintained the less than stellar rating. You guys remember, you could open a window and scream and reach more people in New York than you can with the rating we have in New York. Because of that, they put us on in Philadelphia. Said, oh, my God, well, if the show didn't get ratings in New York, it won't get ratings in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. New York and Philly are two different cities.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have the problems at WYSP, the internal problems that we continue to have to this friggin' day.
I think it really
WNEW, WYSB,
okay. As we have said before and again, I mean, Tim Sabian up at YSB, and we do not say good things about program directors very often, but I will tell
all
you
right,
that he's done a kick-ass job at WYSB in Philly.
He gets it.
He gets it.
So thank you, Philly. Okay. That's the bottom line. That now,
well, congratulations,
we can say for sure. You know, unless we totally take it up the A in the month of whatever the last month is here, this is now, the trend is in.
Mm-hmm.
The trend talk against rock is in.
Right.
And I got news for you. We're winning.
Yes.
Yay.
We're winning. And we say to you, the good people of Philadelphia, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, mm-hmm. thank you.
Thank you. And I promise you this, Philadelphia, we have not done a Las Vegas-style show
mm-hmm.
in over 2 years. The first Las Vegas-style show that we do will be in Philadelphia.
And it will be
a mother effer.
Unbelievable.
It will be a mother effer.
Capital D for debauchery.
It'll be capital M, capital F.
Right, an M effer.
And because you guys...
Mm-hmm.
You're great.
Yeah, we're jacked about this. You know, we were traveling uphill on this particular issue as far as in the battle to get on in Philadelphia. There was no city that we lobbied for more years
than
Philadelphia.
Sure.
10 years trying to get on in Philadelphia. We knew we would be a fit in Philadelphia.
Hey, Prince Valiant. What do you think now? What's the deal with that? Hey, Dan Nation, I'll tell you what, you put Don to my... Dan Nation, incidentally, is the president of CBS Radio. I'll tell you what, you put Don to my guy on WYSP right away. I'm going to tell you that. You're not going to pull one share. They're pulling a 0.8 in New York. They're not going to pull one share. YSP is going to go below a 5. I'm telling you. You're shooting yourself in the foot. They're gonna self-destruct. They're gonna ruin that station within 30 days. Don, I mean, you have all the talent in the world. I think you're fantastic, disc jockey. I want to tell you really that I thank you. Don, I think when it comes to disc jockeys, man, you know your audience and you're fantastic. But I just don't know why you're not happy being the king of Washington D.C. Why do you want to be syndicated anyway? And I say, Dan, why? Why do you like being the president of CBS Radio instead of just being some lackey? Well, now, it's not entirely the same thing. But the guy had the balls to look me in the eyes
right.
and say... that, yes, the company contractually was going to put us on WYSP because they had agreed to in writing, but that he didn't think it was going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, you know, every manager should be a cheerleader.
Want to talk about a motivating factor. That's a motivating factor. So, Dan Mason, I know you're listening right now with your Prince Valiant haircut, your pretty polo shirt on. Sitting there at your office in Potomac, Maryland. Why don't you take these numbers and roll them and shove them right up your ass? Because as a matter of fact, the people of Philadelphia do like this show.
Yeah, they've spoken, and they've spoken loud, and we're good. We got bigger and better things coming up in the city of brotherly love.
YSP ain't falling off a cliff.
There you go.
I can't help it, WNEW so effed up.
Is it tough for ye to understand that?
Ye? What's the matter with ye?
With ye?
Ye having a problem with them numbers?
You know, the guy, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we hope we didn't disappoint ye
by doing well.
There you go.
I hope the people of Philadelphia didn't get Dan Mason mad by giving us good ratings.
That's right.
All right, you guys, you made your point.
No, we've not made our point.
We're happy to be performing for ye.
Leon, let me just tell you one more. Let me just tell you one more thing about this guy, about why I got a thing for this
guy. Okay, but you know what? He's been so nice.
He's not been nice.
He's been nice to me.
Well, he's not your boss. He has nothing to do with TV.
Oh, no,
he's a radio guy.
Listen, he's been nice to you,
Leah,
being nice to me.
No, please,
all right,
please
all
listen.
All right,
listen.
All right, all right.
Let me set the stage for you.
All right,
let
all
me
right.
set the stage. Let's go back in time. To 1979. Okay. I'm going to need the harps here. I'm going to tell the Dan Mason story. A story that has stuck with me to this very day.
You never forget a dimension. The dimension we refer to is 1978. The time, the 70s.
You got it, Rob?
Don Geronimo and Dan Mason and their first altercation.
Okay, here we go.
All right,
go
ahead.
The year is 1978-1979. I've been fired from WNDE in Indianapolis.
Windy.
Windy and Indy. I got fired from a lot of radio jobs because I was playing records and I was wanting to talk too much and do phone bits and break the format and stuff. I'm out of work. The dream station I've always wanted to work at. There's two stations, WLS in Chicago, WPGC in Washington. I am out of work. My telephone has been turned off. I am being evicted from my apartment. I am having to conduct my business via payphone. Dan Mason, who is the program director of WPGC, calls me up and says, I have received your tape, and I want to tell you something. I've never heard a better radio talent in my life. If you right now will please go to the Indianapolis airport, you will find a ticket to the National Airport in Washington, D.C. I want you to fly out here.
Wow.
How soon can you get out here? And I'm like, man, are you kidding? Yesterday.
Oh, right. You're as excited as a young disc jockey could possibly be.
It's one of my dream stations I wanted to work at my whole life. I'm fired. I don't have a job.
Right.
He's calling me. I go to Sears or wherever it is to buy a nice leisure suit or whatever it is that I'm wearing. I show up. I walk through the doors. It's like, oh. WPGC, I'm here. Man, I've made it. God damn, I'm lucky. And I'm really saying thank you, God.
Right.
Wow, this is fantastic. Here's what the bastard does. Calls me in, sits me down, puts my audition tape into the machine. We listen to it, and he goes, phew, I'll tell you something, son. Man, you're good. You're good. Wow. I think next to John Landecker, you might be the finest nighttime disc jockey I've ever heard in my life. You're a smoker. And I got an opening right now on WPGC. I got a 6 to 10 p.m. opening on WPGC that pays $35,000 a year. And I'm just sitting there. I'm making DNA in my pants. I'm so happy. And then he takes my tape and he slides it across the console and he says, but I can't hire you. And I said, why? Keeping in mind that the guy has flown me all the way to Washington to tell me this.
Right, right.
Because, Don, as I look at your resume, I see that you've had a bit of run-in with program directors over content and over formatics. And I noticed that your average stay at a radio station is just over 1 year. Frankly, you don't have the stability I need. I want to tell you something. You are the finest talent available for this job. I would give you a recommendation for any job in the world. You are an amazing talent, and you will go far in this business. However, I cannot hire you until you go somewhere and hold a job at one station for 2 years without being fired for violating the format. I wanted to fly you in to tell you this personally, to let you know how much respect I have for your talent. But I'm sorry, I cannot hire you, even though you are the finest person available for WPGC.
Brilliant.
And he slides the tape back across the desk.
I mean, that is running a game on a human being.
And I leave.
Man, oh man.
I leave.
So then how did you end up actually working for him then?
Well, he left, quit, got fired. And, right. You know the guy that tape that we play? This is Scott Shannon.
Yeah.
Okay, well, as it turns out, Dan Mason was replaced by
Shannon in the morning.
And,
hello, this is Scott Shannon.
At that time, so then I got a job in Detroit, and I was working in Detroit. Yeah. And now I was a real floater because I had gone from station to station to station to station to station, climbing my way up the ladder. And in Detroit, when I got hired, after Dan Mason totally just stepped on my nuts,
right?
They made me sign a contract in Detroit. They said, you have this rap that if you get mad at a program director, you will just say F it and you quit and you walk off. And I had done that quite a few times. They said, so what we want you to do is sign a contract that says no matter how mad you get at Bill Garcia, the program director, you are not going to walk off and that we're going to stay together. And I said, that's great, except unless I get offered a job by one of two stations, either WLS in Chicago or WPGC in Washington.
Right.
And they said, fine, we signed the contract. Because they know that I had just been turned down by WPGC.
Exactly, right.
And that at that point in my career, there's no way the WLS is going to hire me.
Mm-hmm.
So they signed me to this thing. I'm working at WDRQ in Detroit for 1 month. When the phone rings.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
He says, hey, boy, guess what station I'm the PD of? I said, I have no idea. WPGC. He says, hey, boy, you remember that job that Dan Mason dangled in front of ye? I got it for you. And I'm throwing in a Mazda RX-7.
Yeah. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Oh, wow.
So then I had to go back to the people in Detroit who had been nice enough to hire me when I was just, no one wanted to touch me.
Right.
And I had to go to them and I had to say, hey, listen, one of the two stations offered me the job.
Hey, but that was the deal. I mean, you know, you made that clear to him.
And that's before I left Detroit, that's when I had sex with the midget. In front of Big Jim Ryan and the rest.
Were they cool at the Detroit station?
They were fine. Yeah. They were fine because that was the deal. Yeah, one of those two stations.
But you see, Don, it all worked out in the end. Good and bad.
But, no, you know what? This Dan Mason guy, the thing is, really, Leo, that's not how you treat somebody.
Yeah, but he's obviously got it in for you.
If you want to tell someone that you think they're great, but you don't want to hire them, you do it on the telephone.
Right.
You don't fly them across the country when they don't have a dime, and now he bought the plane ticket.
Sure.
But you don't fly them across the country to sit them down and look them in the eye.
Just because you're making that judgment and you're trying to play God, which it sounds like.
Yeah, a big stupid cowboy hat, you know, and your gold records on the wall. And you put the tape in of the disc jockey show, and you go, yeah.
I don't want to disappoint ye,
but I can't. You gotta go somewhere 2 years. I'll tell you, you go somewhere.
And 2 years is, you know what that's saying, and really in this business, that's like saying, you know, I'm never gonna hire you.
Right.
That's what that is to me.
It's cruel.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
You got to show me.
No, because I was told that many times in my career. Like when I'd go in for an audition, and I was a little nervous or whatever, I had this one casting director call me in constantly, and he would say, "I'm not going to give you the job today." And I would go, "Why? You know why? Why'd you call me in if you knew I wasn't going to get it?" And he said, "Because I want you to keep seeing me. I want you to keep getting more comfortable with the auditioning process."
It's not the same.
And after like 2 years, no, I'm just saying. I didn't, I didn't, I'm not saying that flying you across the country was right just to tell you that, but he obviously believed in you enough to hire you.
Oh, yeah, and he believed in me so much that now, 20 years later, when I'm being put on his station in Philadelphia, he has the balls to look me in the face and once again say, I'm against this move. I just want it on the record. I'm against this move. I don't know why Ken and Mel agreed to this.
And just for the record, that's after working at one job for a decade.
Yes, after staying here at WJFK for over 10 years.
Well, maybe he just doesn't like you.
There's the rub.
that could have something to do with it. But anyway.
And did the casting director you went to give you a job eventually?
Yeah, after like 3 years, he finally begged the producers to give me one line on Head of the Class.
There you go.
Did he have a real bad Prince Valiant haircut? And
No. He was from New York. He was a great casting director, and he basically begged the guys to give me one line, which I screwed up.
You know, I was not even as mad at Tom Bigby. When Tom Bigby did the thing with the Army man,
Tom Bigby gave you the job, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's that.
I wasn't even as mad at Gary Berkowitz.
Wow. Now, Gary Berkowitz is a guy that really torpedoed you.
Yes, he did. But Dan Mason, I just hope you get these numbers. Take a good look at them.
You will.
Thank you, Philadelphia.
Way to go, Philadelphia. Yeah, that's the main point of this story. That's hello, Philadelphia. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's the end of the lecture. Thank you. Thank you very much, Philly.
And Leah would like to say thank you to Philadelphia also from the bottom of her heart.
Thank you, Philadelphia.
Hello there. Donna Mike Show. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
You know, friend, I forgot all about the contest.
Hello.
What is your name, my friend?
Name's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Where are you from?
Right now, I'm in Staten Island.
See?
In Staten Island.
Staten Island.
There you go, baby.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen.
Terminator.
Here you go. You've got the Harry Potter prize pack.
All right. Hey, congratulations on winning my prize pack.
Go to Blockbuster starting next Tuesday to rent or purchase your copy. You wanted of Harry's Potter.
Harry's Potter. Hello to everyone in Staten Island.
The Sorcerer's Stone. Now you will play for $30,000.
I need some of money.
Wow. 30 large with Secret Celebrity Burp number 3.
All right.
No clues. Okay. The only clue is that it's a he.
$30,000.
Use that.
Wow.
You can use that. No S. Here you go. We'll play it for you. You have 15 seconds. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Harry Morgan.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. Now, I'm going to tell you that unlike the other burp, you know, when it was my mother-in-law, when I said I was turned on, this burp does not turn me on at all.
It's too darn hot. Too darn hot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was good. Right on.
For $30,000, who is that burping?
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. Ben.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
Thank you, though, and don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
I think I love you.
Thank you, my friend.
But what am I so afraid of?
All right, now. Do I have time to set this up before we go to break?
You could, yeah, I suppose.
At least tease it?
Yeah, you can tease it.
Can I just tease it?
Yeah.
On the game.
Fine. The brand new Dynamite game?
Brand new game that was born in the Space Age Airport in Los Angeles.
Yeah, like that music. Get ready for America's favorite new game. It's Don and Mike's Empty Chamber.
Don and Mike's Empty Chamber, the Russian roulette game.
The feel-good hit of the new millennium that keeps everybody guessing and dying to play along. And here's the best part. Almost everybody wins.
That's right. Almost everybody.
Actual odds of winning? 1 in 6.
1 in 6. Yes, that's right. 6 chambers in a gun.
Just find the empty chamber and win something from the fabulous Don and Mike prize closet.
Fantastic prizes.
Lots of winners. Lots of fun. And very little bloodshed.
An occasional loser, though, right?
If you like the Deer Hunter, you're going to love Don and Mike's Empty Chamber. It's super.
Wow.
Now, before we play the game, let's hear from our engineer and the man who is the inspiration for this game.
Yep.
Here is our engineer, Wendell Hall.
Hey. Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, Punk?
There
good
is.
Luck.
Fantastic read.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, he's a natural. Read just like
natural.
An engineer.
And I thought I was bad.
Good luck.
There he is again, everybody.
Horrendous.
Good luck.
Good luck. Here he is, Wendell Hall. When we come back,
are we going to wait until we actually play the game to hear how Wendell responds to somebody winning the game?
Yeah, I got to have something for after the break, buddy.
Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, Wendell really roots for you to blow your brains out during this game.
He does. He does.
He doesn't like you to win. He doesn't like the empty chamber, does he? Doesn't like it one little bit.
Wendell Hall. Good luck.
Good luck.
He doesn't mean it.
Good luck.
So we'll take some random callers and we'll try the Don and Mike's empty chamber right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I believe in taking care of myself in a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. Then I apply an Herb Mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion.
The Don and Mike Show. Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFN 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Damn right. Boy, howdy.
Right.
Stay tuned for more love. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, we're going to hype this up tomorrow. Thursday, we're doing another one of our famous freak shows.
Wet feet.
It's been a long time since we've had a freak show.
Please, webbed hands or feet, I'm begging.
And we're going to be giving away a free trip to Key West, Florida.
Who doesn't want to go there?
Super. Courtesy of Corona Light. Relax and enjoy a Corona Light. Free Florida vacation. That's on Thursday's episode.
Go down and vomit on the streets where Ernest Hemingway vomited.
Tomorrow we will be talking about the contest, and we'll start...
Christ, it's Tuesday already.
Yeah.
Is it Tuesday?
Well, we better start talking about it today.
Wow. Tuesday.
Later, I guess, we'll open up the phones, and we'll find out what freaks are out there, what acts you'd like to perform to win the trip to Key West, Florida.
Now, it's acts and freaks. Like, you can just come down here and be on an oddity. You know, like, if you have a hand sticking out of your forehead, or you can perform an oddity.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've done it both ways,
yeah, right?
And I think every time it's worked the best, we've had a freak show, we've had the combination, where mm-hmm. we've had people who mm-hmm. either have some kind of a deformity is too harsh a word, but a word.
Yes, an appropriate word.
Singularity. Some kind of deformity. God was mad at them for some reason.
Uh-huh. Or just something that makes them different.
Or mad at their parents.
Exactly. I wouldn't call webbed feet or hands a deformity as much as I'd call it a leg up on the competition.
An enhancement, Mike.
An enhancement.
An upgrade.
I would love to have webbed feet.
And I could.
Can you imagine that? Really? Can you imagine how you could swim? I mean, it'd be awesome. I know that there are people listening to this show right now that have webbed feet and hands, and I want to see it.
Now listen, whatever it is, whether it's something that you were born with, mm-hmm. something you've done to yourself,
right.
or an act that you can. Mm-hmm. Well, we had one guy one time who would lift weights with his balls. Mm-hmm. What he did was he tied weights to with strings around his sack.
It was one of the most agonizing things to watch I've ever seen, but I was fascinated.
We live and he was ready. He was on the floor in the leapfrog position.
Unfortunately, the lawyers immediately at that very moment, once they heard the way it was sounding, they pulled off of that one.
However, if you want to eat something, you want to drink something, you want to do something to yourself, mm-hmm. or you simply were, you know, this is the perfect time, you want to tattoo something, mm-hmm. the freak show Thursday for the trip to Key West. But, Mike, listen, here we are talking about that while we've got a great new game all ready to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, cue the trumpets.
A game that was born in a bar in Los Angeles.
Not just a bar, Don, a futuristic airport lounge.
It's Don and Mike's empty chamber. Let's go to the phones and see who wants to play empty chamber.
Who wants to grab the revolver?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
gentlemen.
Hi, who's this?
This is Blatz from Baltimore.
Blatz, hi. Blatz?
Yes.
Well, let's see. You're going to be the first on Empty Chamber. Here's Wendell Hall.
Good luck.
And...
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. What you got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
There you go.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
And now Wendell has the
good
gun,
luck.
And we have to hand it to the caller.
And now we're going to hand you the gun.
In one of the chambers, out of the six, is a
gun.
Live hollow-tipped bullet.
And if in fact, if you kill yourself, now how does this work? If you kill yourself, you don't win anything.
Do I hold you guys responsible?
You hold us responsible, and we will deal with your family and friends.
Five people in six will win. If
right.
you win, you do not shoot yourself, you get a prize.
Excellent.
If you shoot yourself, not so much.
But because it is Russian roulette, you could shoot yourself at any time.
It could happen at any time.
Now, is someone going to spin the chamber?
Oh, yes.
Yes, the guy on the phone will spin the
wonderful.
Chamber.
Wonderful.
Everybody who does not kill themselves, and incidentally, you'll hear this, you'll hear Wendell would be very disappointed when he says,
right.
winner.
I see.
When he says, winner.
Right.
Or however it is.
However he says it, right.
He is not going to be happy. No. He's going to be happy when we have a loser.
Nice. Very good.
Because,
what are they playing for today, Bob?
Mike, we're playing all of our Empty Chamber contestants are playing for the DVD copy of Sex and the City.
Oh, wonderful.
The complete third season, 18 uncut half-hour episodes for you.
And that's well worth it.
From our friends at HBO. Do you like Sex and the City, Leah?
I do.
That's wonderful. And, well, Leah, I know out in Los Angeles you can smell the gunpowder, and we can smell it here in the studio. And in moments, mm-hmm. we're going to have that smell of gunpowder.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Leah and everybody else.
Good luck.
Good luck. All right, Blatz, are you ready?
I am prepared, yeah.
All right, spin the chamber, please. Are you ready?
Go for it.
There it is.
That is the actual sound.
Now is it clicking into
and
the
now
gun?
Now we're going to close the cylinder.
All right.
And are you ready to fire?
Yes, sir.
Would that be ear, temple, or mouth?
Forehead.
You're going to put the gun forehead. Up to your forehead. Here we go.
Choice. Forehead and... Hey!
Oh,
winner!
Oh. Wendell's not happy. Doesn't
winner!
It doesn't sound like he is.
He is not happy about
winner!
It. He's not happy. You didn't do it.
He's winner!
He's not happy.
He's looking for the
good
blood.
Good luck. Winner! All right, congratulations. You won the Sex and the City. Hold on just a moment, please. Let's get another contestant.
Terrific.
Donna Mike's Empty Chamber, the feel-good hit that keeps everybody guessing and dying to play along.
so sick.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Tracy.
Hi,
oh,
Tracy.
A woman.
Tracy, where are you from?
I'm from Lake Charles.
Louisiana.
Yes.
Well, you're no stranger to firearms down in that part of the country.
Unfortunately, no.
Mm-hmm. You watched the 100th episode of King of Queens last night?
Actually, no. I wanted to, but I have a baby who was being really cranky, and I missed it.
You ever go out and shoot a gator just to watch it die?
No.
Okay, very good.
Say hi to TV's Leah Remini, who's our wonderful co-host.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, sweetheart. Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck. Yes.
Well, good luck.
Good luck. That's
she's
everybody...
got a child at home.
Yes, yeah. This is... Oh, God, we're going to make you kid an orphan.
We'll take care of the baby.
All right.
Are you sure?
I hope not.
Now, would you like Wendell to describe the gun again?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
All right. Would you like to spin the chamber?
Sure.
All right, spin it.
Go ahead.
There she goes.
There it is. The chamber's been now. We're going to close the cylinder. And are you ready to pull the trigger? And will you be going for...
Where are you putting the gun up to?
Do it right. Put it in the mouth.
Put it in the mouth. Okay, very good.
And... Hey!
Winner! 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 Winner!
An empty chamber.
He's winner!
He's not happy about
you're a,
that.
You're a...
Winner!
You're a winner, Tracy.
Thank you.
You've won the Sex and the City DVD the first season. Hold on a second. Let's go to the...
poor angry Wendell.
Let's go to the...
Good luck.
Good luck. Let's go to the New York lines. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Paul.
Paul, where are you from?
New York.
All right, Paul. Do you want to hear the description of the gun?
No, it's okay.
All right, you just want to spin the chamber?
Spin it, baby.
The cylinder, I should say.
Yeah. All right, spin the cylinder. Right. Here we go.
Go ahead, go.
And
there he goes. All right, now throw that cylinder back into the gun.
All right. Now, where will you be pointing the gun?
Under the chin.
Under the chin.
Under the chin.
Oh, good choice. Oh, my. Hey, can I warn everybody? I think with that location, this could be a little messy if anything happens.
And it's not, this is at random. This is caller number how many?
Three. This is three.
Also,
but it's always
Don?
Yeah.
Don, I want to know if he watched my show last night. This way I know how to feel about him.
Okay. Oh, good. Did you watch the 100th episode of
King of Queens?
King of Queens last night?
Yes, I did, but I was drunk.
But that's okay. It counts.
That's okay, Paul.
That's it.
Thank you.
All right,
babe.
Are you ready to pull the trigger?
Yeah.
Love you, Leah.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right, now I bet Leah's now rooting for you, so we hope you don't hear that
gun. I am. I don't want Paul to get it.
Just for anybody that was wondering, the gun is now pointed under his chin.
Are you ready?
I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous.
Sure.
Hey!
Winner!
Way to go!
Winner!
Beautiful.
Winner!
Beautiful.
Wow. Good luck. Fantastic.
You know, it's now, how many is that? Three or four people?
That's three chambers, Don. Right. That's three empty chambers. But you know what? This could go on all day. I mean,
good
because, you know, you're spinning it randomly each and every time, right?
Because there's only one bullet in the gun.
One bullet. It's not like we'd get to the sixth person and there'd be an automatic chance that they'd blow their head off. You'd never know when that head's going to blow off.
There might be, Mike.
Matter of fact, I know you can figure it out, though.
No? Actual odds of losing, one in six.
One in six. Very good.
Good luck.
Wendell's getting more frustrated by the moment.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Don?
I'm doing great, thanks. Who's this?
This is Dawn. I'm from Jersey.
Dawn from Jersey? Another
Dawn
lovely lady.
From Jersey.
Yeah, isn't that great?
WYSP
Philadelphia. Hey, Dawn, thanks for those great ratings. Yeah. No lie.
I've been listening to you since the day you guys came on.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dawn. Would you like Wendell to describe the gun?
No, I already know. Plenty of good ones.
I think really deep people get depressed. They get depressed about that.
Let's just hear one more time.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
There you go.
Good luck.
Yeah, he sounds very mellow, but
good luck.
He's really just, you know, you can hear when he says winner, you can tell.
I love where he puts the wrong emphasis on myself.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that part.
Yeah, I almost
he
forgot
goes,
myself.
I almost forgot myself.
Yeah, I know.
So,
yeah, like,
as opposed to, I almost forgot myself.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
If he hears that, Leah, oh, man.
Yeah. He's an engineer, not careful. An entertainer.
He's going to go nuts.
All right, well, ask Dawn the question, Don.
Dawn, did you watch the 100th episode of King of Queens last night?
Actually, I did. I was at my son's baseball game.
You didn't?
No, my son had a softball game last night, unfortunately. It was a late one.
That hurts.
That hurts.
Sorry, Lee. I do watch it, but last night was one of those games.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to need you to spin the cylinder now, Dawn.
It's been the last game.
Go ahead, Darren. There she goes. And, Dawn, now I'm going to ask you to throw the cylinder back into the gun. Thank you very much, sweetie.
And are you ready? Where will you be pointing the gun?
In my mouth.
In your mouth.
In your mouth.
Very good.
Are you ready to pull the trigger?
Absolutely.
This is getting funnier. All right.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
Oh, no.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
Oh, he's delighted.
Hey, wow.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
Yeah. Get away from the kids, yay.
It's amazing how that gun was in your mouth and you're still talking, Don. It's incredible.
And Wendell Hall,
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
What, Don?
Why don't you give her the CDs anyway?
Oh, I don't want to.
She's a mother.
She's dead.
I'm a widowed mother.
Well,
yeah.
Oh dear. Hold on a second. Hey, Leah, I should point out she didn't watch your show last night.
That's okay.
I know.
Gotta take care of the kids. There's no one else to. What do you do?
Yeah. And how are you still talking after you pulled the trigger?
Hey, I'm a Pollock. I probably went the wrong way. I probably held it up to my ear or something.
Winner! Hold on a second. Hold on, Dawn. Hold on.
I like Dawn.
Hold on a second. Okay, you want to try one more?
Yeah. Let's try
Say
one more.
Say her name right.
Let's try one more.
Dawn.
Make it a two-syllable word. Dawn.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. I have laryngitis, but sorry.
That's okay.
We might be able to fix that for you.
Trust me, I can relate. If you liked The Deer Hunter, give it a love, Donna Mike's Empty Chamber. It's super.
Mow.
Natalie? May I ask that you point the gun at your throat?
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, could you spin the cylinder for us, darling?
Sure.
There you go. And now please throw it back into the gun. Very nice.
You have that timed out perfectly, Mike.
Okay, this is terrific. Here we go.
And are you ready to fire?
I'm ready.
Here you go, Natalie. And...
God. I'm very sorry. Oh. You've lost.
Oh.
I didn't know you'd reloaded.
The humanity, my God.
What was it?
Oh, no, not again.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
Oh, you unbearable bastard, Wendell.
Yeah, we ended up reloading with more than one bullet, I guess.
That's not
guess
fair. We did well. You notice you're not hearing from the young lady anymore.
I can't find anymore.
Oh, there she is. Everybody, oh, come on.
The two females that called, they got shot.
No, there were three females that called.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, we had one that lived.
Okay. He let one pass you by.
That's right.
One slipped by.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
All right, Natalie, because Leah loves you, so you win the Sex and the City stuff. Hold on.
Wait, you didn't ask her the question.
Oh, did you watch Leah's 100th episode last night?
Absolutely did. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Could you please give us a brief plot synopsis?
Yeah, we haven't really been, you know, calling people on.
Last one was where they were all going to the psychiatrist.
Right.
Yeah.
And the first one I watched it, but shoot.
It's okay.
Well, you watched it, right. Though. All right. We believe you. Thank you. And good luck with the throat.
Hey.
Listen, do what I did. Have a check for polyps, honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Absolutely. And if you have the polyps, you know, Wendell will help.
And let's see if we can get one more person playing.
Very good.
Okay?
All right.
Because I've reloaded the gun.
Now play fair.
And this time, only one bullet.
Okay. Okay, excellent.
Or was it six bullets?
It's a one bullet and five empty chambers.
Mike, I don't remember which I did.
And all so the excitement. Are you telling me, Don? Are you telling me that we could have six full chambers right now?
We could. I don't remember.
Where are the bullets you had on the console? What the hell did you do with them? Did you throw them away?
Hard to say.
Don Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
This could be a mess.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Donald from New Jersey.
Hi, Donald.
Can I make a request of Donald?
Always like asking when someone from New Jersey calls which station they're listening to.
Mm-hmm. YSB.
Beautiful. YSB.
Donald?
Yes.
When you do this, could you point the gun at your right nostril?
Sure.
Thank you. All right. And I know Wendell Hall wishes you...
Good luck.
Good luck.
Going to need you to spin that little cylinder there.
Okay, spin it.
There you go.
There you go.
Now, throw it back into the gun, please. Very good.
And...
Point it at your nostril.
You ready?
Now.
Yep.
Right at your nostril. Right. And...
There were six bullets in the gun.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
Oh, no. Mike, he can continue to play if all he's done is blown off one of his nostrils.
He missed. How are you doing, sir? You're able to speak, I see.
I'm just a
little bit. Doesn't sound the same.
Would you like to spin again?
Sure, why not?
Now, listen, I'm going to offer you one more. Double or nothing here.
Double or nothing. It's not going to matter to him.
Okay, go to my belly button.
Okay, now he's throwing the cylinder back in the gun.
And he's pointing at his belly button.
Okay, here we go.
And there's the cylinder's being closed.
Very good. Let's see what happens. He's pointing right at his stomach.
And let's see.
Shot. Hey, way to go.
Winner.
Oh, fantastic.
Winner. Winner. Winner.
Wendell's
very happy. Good.
Very unhappy. Now,
you want a tissue?
Sure.
How about one more? How about one more time, just for snicks?
Right.
And this time, I promise, I'll only put one bullet in the gun, right at your nads,
right at the neck. Can you point at your down there?
Yeah. Okay.
Can you spin the cylinder, please?
He's game.
Spin it hard.
All right. Now throw that into the gun.
No, Mike, let's spin it again.
All right. Go ahead. Wow. Excellent. Now throw it back into the gun. Yeah, I like the way he flicks his wrist that way, and now he's pointing it at his genitalia.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Oh, no. I'm very sorry, but you've lost. I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
Oh, my God.
Well, that'll do it.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost. We have to put some plastic down in the studio.
We're going to need a mop
when
you do this. That'll do it for the debut of Don and Mike's Empty Chamber.
You never know who's going to get it on that game.
Yeah. And remember the words of Wendell Hall.
Good luck.
Good luck. And Donald, thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, my friend.
Wasn't it?
Thank you.
It really was.
Now, see, Leah, like I told you, like all the stuff on the show.
Right.
Fun.
Fun.
Harmless sure.
Fun. Fun.
I know Wendell loved it.
Empty Chamber is a smoot television production.
Good luck.
We wish you good luck.
Good luck.
All right. That's how you play Donna Mike's Empty Chamber.
You know, when Wendell was so overjoyed when somebody would actually shoot themselves, I was looking for that Wendell strangulated laugh that he has when he really gets laughing. You know, when he goes...
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
You know how when he really gets laughing, you know, it's like a death gurgle? You know, he goes...
It's kind of there at the end.
No, there's the Ybor City laugh.
The Ybor City laugh. You remember? Yes, we remember that laugh.
Uh-oh.
Stop playing with that gun. You should...
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
I haven't lost. That went through the wall.
Good luck.
Can I try?
Sure, Mike.
I'm just going to do it my baby toe. All right, let me in. All right, I'm going to flick it.
Here we go. Let's see. Yeah.
Point it right at there.
Jesus.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
That's gonna hurt for a while. I'll never be able to play golf again.
Everybody loves the brand new game, Dynamite's Empty Chamber.
I thought it was wonderful.
Okay, we got to break.
Mm-hmm.
And
just call me the Gimp.
I'm not sure what we're doing when we come back.
Who knows?
But I sure is like that.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck in everything. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you noticed that Larry is acting just a little melancholy lately?
I have not, Larry who?
Yeah, well, that's probably because you don't get the quality time with Larry that I do.
Yeah. Mm, you mean those moments during the commercial when he leans over and asks, is anything hanging out of his nose?
Hey, Phil. Phil? Remember, you can't spell smartass without ASS. Okay?
The Don and Mike Show. Ready to answer the hot number, Don and Mike.
Right. And Leah. And
Thank
Buzz.
You.
Hi. And everybody else. And your calls on the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'd just like to say hey to Don and Mike.
Well, you're on the air with us.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Don and Mike. This is Don and Mike, D.A. Hello.
Oh, come on, guys. I'm calling from Philly to say hey.
How are you?
Well, hey.
One second. Who do you have answering your phones?
We got a lot of people answering the phones. A whole bank of operators, just like Time Live.
We had a D.A. that just said he would think about letting me say hi to you guys.
That'd be Joe Ardinger. Joe Slow Joe. We call him Slow Joe. He's Slow Joe Ardinger. He's got to answer the phone.
He's SR, slightly retarded.
Absolutely. That's why we have him on, you know, higher the challenge. That's what we do. What's that? You were talking when I was talking. What do you want?
Terribly sorry. I think he's MR. He's major retarded.
Major? Oh, not major. No, just slightly. That's why he's able to pick up the phone.
Okay. I just wanted to say, hey, I'm listening on YSP. I'm glad you guys are doing good.
Yeah, hey, listen, thank you again to everybody at WYSP for those great ratings.
No problem. Hey, what? When you guys come into town, Don and Mike, you're drinking for free?
No. When we come to town, you guys are drinking for free. And
I got a buddy who is a major liquor distributor for the Northeast.
Oh, really? Sir? We're going to put you on hold for a moment.
Maybe we will be drinking.
Wait a minute, let me just say, Buzz.
Yes, sir.
You're smoking for free.
Wow.
Seems very kind.
We are set all the way.
Well, what about me? I get nothing?
Yeah, Leah, what would you like?
I don't know. Well, I want to see what he's offering.
Well, Leah, you're not a big drinker, are you?
No.
Myself?
You like an occasional glass of wine at night,
you know what
right?
She does like? She does like her cigarettes.
She likes her smokes.
If you could get her like...
$300 worth of Vantage cigarettes, right?
She's smoking these sunflower
American
cigarettes.
Sun.
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's the organic brand.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, how about we get you some of those?
Okay.
All right.
You know, Rob A?
Yeah.
I think we have a nice chapter of the Aryan Nation pretty close to the outside of Philadelphia here.
I'll settle for some Beck's.
Some Beck's beer, that's right, the German beer. And for Leah, perhaps a bauble or trinket of some kind.
Okay. And you can even...
A what?
A bauble or a trinket.
Or maybe something
shiny.
Or maybe a sex toy.
A sex toy.
I don't need a sex toy.
What about a vibrator?
Hello, Donna Macho.
I don't need a vibrator.
You don't
I have
need...
Angelo.
Oh, that's right, Angelo, and you can make him vibrate.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey.
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 You guys got a website?
Use guys? No, we don't.
No?
No, we don't. Although you can see lots of pictures of stuff that happens on the show if you go to either WNEW.com or to WYSP.com.
But please be aware before you do that that it does frighten the children.
Okay. is that where the fan club is? I've been hearing about this fan club.
Oh, trust me, sir. I've been doing the show with Mike for 17 years. There is no... You know, right now, you're talking to the fan club for the show.
The fan club's looking at each other right now. across the console. Hello. Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Great show.
Mike?
Yeah.
You're a 10.
Thank you.
Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hi.
I wanted to say that I did watch the show last night, Leah, and I loved the little pink shirt and white pants that you were wearing. Very hot.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
That's a winner.
Yeah, there's a winner right there.
Always like a compliment.
Was that like a compliment, girl-to-girl fashion compliment, or was that a lesbian-to-TV star compliment?
No, I'm straight, but...
Okay, great.
Girl-to-girl compliment, but, you know, she would make me think about Switzerland.
Hey, how about that?
Wow, that is a huge compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
just imagine that. Feasting on the yeast.
Yeah, and now I'm just thinking about that whole
yeast.
Scene.
You know, feasting on your yeast.
A generic term we use for lesbian activity.
Yeah, eat of the Y.
Gotcha.
Eat of the Y.
Gotcha.
Hello, Tony. Don Maggio. Hello.
Hey, listen to you all the time.
Thank you, Tony.
And I got to say one thing. NEW, there is a problem with it. You do have a problem. I continue to listen to that station, and I put the set dial... It's because you guys are on it.
Well, that's very nice. We appreciate it.
I listen to you in the afternoon, and at night, and now... NEW does have a problem. And Leah, King of Queens, the best thing on Monday nights. I mean, I think you're even better than Raymond's show. And I started watching for Raymond, but you guys do the best.
Wow.
Enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Now, there's some real love, and I don't think there's another foot coming down either.
There's some ass kissing.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it when the ass kissing really just goes
deep. It really goes good.
I mean, sir, you know what, right now you're giving her a check for rectal cancer. That's how far up that you are.
That's the kind of ass kissing I like, too. I like it when it goes all day.
All day ass kissing.
Absolutely.
All day.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Great for your ratings in Philly.
Thank you.
Leah, I think you're beautiful. I watched it for the first time last night.
Wow. Yeah?
See, now there's one new viewer you've gotten.
Yeah, but I'm listening
that.
To the tone here. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Good.
Really?
No, are you okay, sir?
I disagree.
Disagree, then?
Disagree?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you for you?
I have a question. I listen to half your show every day in Philadelphia. I commute from Harrisburg.
Right.
And I never get to hear the ending of your show. Are you guys... to the capital?
To Harrisburg?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
Are you serious?
No. Right. No, I'm serious as cancer.
Change jobs.
Just
think
of that guy as he was making that call.
Don and Mike.
Was actually suspending himself from his curtain rod with his necktie.
Hello.
Don and Mike. This is Robert Anglimel, man.
Tickle the Duke. Useless
hey,
trickler.
Buzz, you truly do love the autoerotic asphyxiation.
No, I don't. No, I don't love it.
I know.
I do.
I'm very sorry,
but you've lost.
Who's the mailman?
Okay, this is Robert. He's a very militant black mailman who
wants to all be aware of our racial P's and Q's right now.
Works in the D.C. area. Hello. Hi, Robert.
Hi. Hi, fellas. How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi. We's doing fine, Robert. How's about yous?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Leah?
Good. Thank you.
Don and Mike will tell you that most black folk are pre-programmed to watch UPN on Monday night. I didn't catch your show last night.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't watch your show.
Did not see it.
That's all right. How come?
Basically for white people.
Most all blacks watch UPN.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your show is for white people.
United
no,
Black
it isn't.
Network.
Sure it is.
Hey, you know what? Angry Mailman Leah is a very close personal friend of P. Diddy.
I heard about that, but she can't mess with J-Lo. I've seen her ass. It's nice, but...
What do you mean? Like, you mean I can't compete with her? Is that what you're saying?
No, you can't
repeat.
But,
I agree.
Would that be because Leah is not big enough in that department?
Right.
I agree with you.
I agree with that also.
I'm asking... Can I come in Thursday? I have a gift for Rob A. It's a racist porno I found.
It's a racist porno? Racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having the freak show Thursday.
Robert, if you may, please try, you know, and this is a family show.
I'll be in at 11. I'll be in and out.
But explain if you can before. I mean, you can come down. That's great. But explain, what would a racist porno be?
It's actually a racist porno. It's got Klan people, black jokes.
Oh, my God.
How would you feel about watching it on the show?
Oh, I'll be glad to bring it. I mean, it's for Rob Bay, and I got some more Hitler books I just bought.
Oh, my God.
More Hitler books. Rob Bay.
Well, Robert, you never fail to confuse me.
You know, we'll set up the VCR.
What did I tell you? Hitler was the top white guy.
Oh,
he wanted the whole world to be white, Aryan, so I have to study the enemy. You know?
That's right. Study the enemy, yeah.
Right.
I understand.
Gotcha. I study Hitler. I study Muslims.
And now you're studying Spiwak.
Yeah,
studying Spiwak. In an attempt to know your enemy better.
Right.
Very
and
good,
me, don't take it personally. I saw your, and I did, I gave you a dirty Sanchez. I gave you a mess.
Robert, you can't say what a dirty Sanchez
Robert,
is.
Robert. But Leah, I believe Robert is saying it's something nice.
It's a compliment, Leah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You're good in Stuff Magazine, baby doll.
Yeah.
Really Thank good. You. I appreciate that.
All right.
Yeah. And don't worry.
Robert,
I'm not mad at you.
I got something else to say to you Thursday on the air.
Okay, well, listen, I will remember that you am coming down on Thursday, and you am
VCR, sir.
You am bringing down your tape, so we will get the VCR.
I miss Robert. It's been a long time since we've seen Robert. I'm looking forward to it.
We will get.
And I got some. Like I said, I got a lot of Hitler books. Anything else? Can I bring you guys?
No, just bring down the porno tapes.
Oh, also, I got something to say to you, Don.
Yes, Don. Yes, Roberts.
I know that you have those Coon salt shakers that Robbie gave you.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I do.
And I guess you put that check I wrote you in between those salt shakers so you and Frida and Bart laugh and say, hey, look,
Robert,
there's a check from a black man.
Robert, let me tell you something now. Your money, no good with me.
So you ripped up that check. Right?
You understand what
I'm
saying?
Wait a minute. Why did he give you a check?
Because I lost a bet to him, and then I overpaid him, so he wrote me a check. And
when I say I don't pay, because you know how they say black people don't pay back. We're lazy. We don't.
And it sounds like Robert might be even balancing his checkbook.
And the truth of the matter is,
I check my account every day.
Robert, the truth of the matter is, your money. I love you. Your money is no good with me.
You got it between the Coon salt shakers.
No, he destroyed the check.
I don't have it between the Coon salt shakers, as you called them.
Leah, you know he has a racist, paraphernalia at his house he bought from Rob Bay.
Hey, Robert.
I did not know that.
Robert, can I ask you?
I did not know that. Is that true?
Fireplace.
Now, listen,
is that
time,
true?
Hey, Rob, would you go up?
Yeah.
You still have that thing up in the office? I want to get Robert's opinion on it. Where he weighs in, because you know what? I've been seeing those in toy stores everywhere now, and I think they're kind of like a common item, and I want to know what Robert would think of the racial quality of the James Brown singing statue.
Have you seen that?
Does it have a big black head that bounces up and down?
Yeah.
You still have that upstairs?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, but I can only imagine.
Wait till Thursday.
All right, wait till Thursday.
Because we can't describe it.
I think you would have gotten here by Thursday.
Big eyes.
I mean, we can't.
Right.
Hey,
we have to show
it. These are the guys you're working with.
You got to. Oh, come on. Will you stop it, Robert?
What?
Robert, you know we're not racist. Funny. Would you stop?
They're not racist.
No, he's just kidding. The only reason.
Hey, another thing. You guys were in L.A. last week. That's my stomping ground. Did you happen to make Central?
Yeah, no. One time I got lost in South Central, though.
Did you didn't get to Florence and Normandy where the riots started?
I
grew up.
Let me tell you something. I got off the highway and I made a wrong turn. Got back on that highway jiffy quick.
Hey, Leah, ever been down to Crenshaw or Slough?
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, I bet you got your ass right out of my head too, didn't you?
No.
Robert is very angry. Robert,
he's
we'll see you
so
Thursday.
Angry.
But,
okay, what is he implying?
I just hung up on him. He's always angry.
He's angry, he considers us all the enemy. But we love
him. I just don't know what he was implying. Why would
neither
I be scared to go down to Crenshaw?
Honey, neither do we. All I know is that
I would assume that Crenshaw would be a rough neighborhood. Is that correct?
Oh, why would he imply that?
Well, no, I mean, I'm just telling you why he said what he said. He said you would want to get out of Crenshaw because I would assume that it is a tough black neighborhood.
Because there's good people in Crenshaw, so why would I be scared to be in Crenshaw? Is he implying that every neighborhood...
He's got a whole white-black agenda.
But that's what I'm saying. But that what he just said was racist.
Well, this is good.
By insinuating that every place in Crenshaw is bad, which
it
is not.
You know what? I think when he comes in Thursday, you can get into it with him.
I'm going to talk to Robert about it.
Sure.
Well, Robbie?
Wasn't Crenshaw named after the golfer?
Ben Crenshaw.
No, isn't it?
Marshall.
Marshall
Crenshaw.
I'm thinking of a different neighborhood.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting because Robert does like the debates, too.
Yeah, and let him...
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that because he just said something that I feel is very racist.
But Leo, you got to understand that half of Robert, he's angry, but like the other half is he just likes... He loves to
hear himself talk.
He likes busting our balls. We go, hello there, Mr. Dons and Mr. Mikes.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
He's from D.C. Can I bring you some wonderful ice-cold lemonade?
He's the racial conscience of the show. Mm-hmm. And when our content becomes, when we straddle that line, so to speak, Robert likes to call us out on it.
Will you like me to stand in front of your house holding a big old light? Is that what you would like me to do, wearing a jockey outfit?
And when we go out and we bowl and we do things like that, he is even twice as bad. I mean, it's amazing. He is at the top of his lungs screaming about the fact that they made him take off his ski cap when he came into the bowling alley. And my God, they almost had to call the fire department.
He was wearing more jewelry than Mr. T, and they wanted him to put his jewelry underneath his shirt.
Yeah, and they wanted to put his jewelry and take his ski cap off, and he went off. He said, he's being discriminated against. And, frankly, I think he had a point, and he went nuts.
But... really, you could be standing outside with Robert and say, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? And he would say,
you like that sun because you're white.
Yeah, that would be, that's kind of where Robert's coming from.
But we love Robert, and it's fun to have that dynamic on the show.
And I would, I am interested to see the racist porno. I'm interested to see the Klan people having sex.
And I'm interested for you to, have this little debate with Robert about the neighborhoods and all of that.
I would, too.
But, oh, Lord.
I look forward to it.
Lord, is Thursday going to be a bitty show.
It's going to be crazy.
Okay.
We're going to have so much happening on Thursday's show. We have Robert the Mailman's coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing his racist pornos. I don't watch the Leo Remini's show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on UBN.
There's
the United Robert. Black Network.
Hello, Robert.
Well, Thursday is going to be a must-hear radio.
Yeah, must-hear radio.
Thursday. Must hear.
Hello there, Leah.
Hi.
Your ass is not as fine as J-Lo's.
J-Lo.
It's going to be a debate.
Robert also finds it very funny when we do stuff like Jew to Jew or Catholic to Catholic.
Yeah, that he's slapping his knee at.
But when we do something like Michael Jordan and his wife getting divorced.
Oh, he hates that.
And he doesn't like that. But
it's fun because he calls us out on it. We, I like having Robert on the show. I really do.
Hello there, Michaels.
Hello there, Donalds.
So you would say that Robert is racist, then?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no. Split answer.
You wouldn't say that he was prejudiced?
No. I don't buy it. I don't buy into it.
You think it's an act?
I think Robert likes to stir things up, and I think stirring things up is good. Whenever you're talking about racial issues, it's
good. I think on the show, much like as Rob is on the show, Robert is a racist.
Yeah, exactly.
However, in real life, much like in real life, when I sit down with Robert and we do hang out when we go bowling.
Absolutely.
There's never any of this discussion about, you're the white man.
But if it is, it's done as friends. I mean, it's done like you would talk about Italians and, Irish guys in the same neighborhood. It's done I think of Robert as a friend. I know you do, too. But Robert likes to stir things up. It's great.
It'll be, we'll be in a bar, he'll say to me, hey, Don, do you want another drink? And I say, yeah. And he'll go, I get that for you. Even though he's offered to get the drink.
Right.
I get set for you right now, Master Don.
Yeah.
You the best master.
But he doesn't really mean it. He's a good friend and all that. Now, Rob, when you sit down with Rob in real life, Rob is Klan. Rob is pure Klan.
Robert has actually gotten down on his knees in front of me at the bowling alley and gone, oh, Master Don, what can I get for you to drink now?
And
when he asked me if I wanted another drink.
Right. Yeah, and he's doing a joke. But however, when you go out to the bowling alley and Rob is there at the bowling alley, Rob, will come up to me and say, listen, I don't want to stand next to Robert. if you don't understand that, you don't understand the man who is Spiewak. Please.
Rob Spiewak.
So, I mean, it's a little more sinister with Rob.
Okay.
Very, very
good. Right,
no, I'm kidding. I'm joking, Leah. I'm joking.
No, Thursday will be exciting.
All right.
I'm looking forward to that.
Thursday.
By the way, do you hear the heater on?
Is it cold in Los Angeles?
It's freezing in my house.
Can you be cold?
I had to put the heater on.
Cold.
I'm freezing.
Really? What are you wearing today? You know, and if you don't mind, may I ask you that every day? I'm just curious as
yes,
to
right
what...
now I am wearing a white T-shirt,
uh-huh.
a khaki skirt, and some beige high heel boots.
Oh, really?
Leah, hold on, would
yes.
you? One more time, please.
White shirt.
Yeah.
Beige skirt. And get ready to finish.
Yeah. Okay.
Beige, high heel.
Oh.
Kilborn.
Thank you. Thank you. Round of applause for Leah Remini.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you, Leah.
Are you done? Did you finish up there?
For now.
It don't take me that long, honey.
Okay, good.
Hey, listen, we're going to, what are we going to do right now? We're going to give away some prizes. We're going to give away some cash.
Oh, God, I'm insane.
We're going to play a game. We've not played on the show for a long time. Real simple game called It's All Relative.
Ah. It's All Relative.
Where we call a member of your family. It can be a brother, a sister, a mom, a dad, an aunt, an uncle.
You just have to be related. And can it be marriage and blood related?
Yes.
All right, very good.
And we will ask you three questions about the opposite person.
Absolutely.
If you get all 1, 2, 3 questions correct, you will win $100 in cash.
100 American dollars.
Good. All right, so if you'd like to play,
dollars.
It's all relative. Call us on the toll-free line, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York, WNEW, 877-692-1027. Philly, WYSP, rewarding us with these fantastic ratings.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, you deserve a phone number of your own, Philadelphia.
And pardon me if I'm a little dumbstruck right now.
Why?
I was paying attention to what Leah said, and I had no idea we were wearing matching outfits today.
Oh, really?
My God.
Call now for It's All Relative. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we could pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh,
that's giving God a job,
words.
Boy.
Thanks, Larry.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Tell you this.
The critics love Snatch.
Here we go.
Providing more comedy in their left channel than most radio shows can in full stereo.
See?
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Just ahead of It's All Relative, I want to mention that Thursday on the show, it's the Freak Show. Thursday's going to be one hell of a show. Robert the Angry Mailman is bringing down his racist porno, his Hitler books. He'll be debating Leah
right.
on race. Hi, Leah.
Absolutely.
TV's Leah Remini from King of Queens.
Yeah.
100th episode last night on CBS. Mm-hmm. Giant rating success.
Congratulations, Leah.
Was it?
That's what I'm hearing. I almost said that like D's. That's what I'm hearing.
If you could have a hit TV show, would you?
Thursday, when we have the Freak Show, and we will start taking your freak calls tomorrow. That'll have to be the front part of tomorrow's show, getting the freaks ready. Just know this, if you have a talent, if you have a deformity, if you're just a freak,
right.
you want to be here Thursday to win a 3-night, 4-day trip for two to Key West, Florida, and that is from Corona Light.
What freak wouldn't want to go down to Key West?
Exactly. We do love Corona Light. It's one of our favorite beers. Hell, Mike, it is.
Oh, yeah. It's mine.
Our favorite beer.
It's mine. Would you?
We would like to thank the good people of Philadelphia.
Yay!
We got our monthly ratings out today. And
hooray!
Oh, right. You know, is it?
Hooray!
Oh, so sweet. As we, and I won't bore you with the whole story again, but let me just say that there's a certain individual, I don't want to say his name, Dan Mason,
right,
who is the president of CBS Radio, who was convinced that as soon as the Don and Mike show was added to the regular lineup on WYSP,
it would be Armageddon.
That WYSP would become the Titanic of Philadelphia radio.
And we have proven him wrong, and we are delighted.
Yeah, we got our monthly ratings, and now we've got 2 months of ratings. So now the rolling average that we have is 2 months of our show,
right,
and 1 month of music. And as it turns out, guess what? The ratings are better than they were before. Now we're not thrilled with the 3.5.
No, we're gonna improve on that.
But yeah, we do want to thank the good people of Philadelphia that it's a fantastic start, and that's all. Thank you.
What's a great number, Don?
Well, let me tell you. For instance, in Washington, when Mike and I did the afternoon show, and we in the and that rating I gave was the overall share, a 3.5.
Okay.
When we were number one, 12 plus, we'd have an 8.1 and 8.2 share.
Wow.
That's in a large city, that's kicking a little ass.
Yeah.
And so we're real happy with that. I mean, if we could have that in every city we were on, and we would be
we'd be teats.
We'd probably be doing TV shows.
Right. We have 3.5 everywhere.
I mean, I've seen myself on TV.
So anyway, listen, thank you, Philadelphia. Great ratings. We do appreciate it. And WYSP, you will be the recipient before the 4th of July.
Yoo-hoo!
Of a Las Vegas style show.
Fantastic.
Something that we had actually buried and said would never return again.
That's right.
But it's coming back for you, Philadelphia. Now we're going to be playing It's All Relative. We have people from around the listening world. And we got love for Philadelphia today. Let's start in Philly.
Yeah.
Let's start with John. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good. Thanks for listening. Thanks for admitting to the ratings company you listen to the show.
Okay.
We're playing It's All Relative. You get three questions correct, and we give you $100.
Okay. Does she have to answer the questions, or do I?
Absolutely. She's going to have to answer the same questions you're answering.
Now, we may ask the question about you, or we may ask the question about her.
Or we might ask the question about another family member.
All you got to do is match up with the three answers, and we'll be calling your sister, CJ.
You got it.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
All right, and we will go to Leah first. Leah, what is your question for John of his sister CJ?
Okay. Let's see. So it's just a regular, normal, nice question, right? Okay, so he should know something about his sister.
Absolutely. You could ask any question you want.
Okay. Okay, what's his name?
John.
John.
John?
Yes.
Who was CJ's first heartbreak?
Very good.
All right, first what?
Heartbreak. First boyfriend that, broke her heart.
Oh, okay. Guy named Tom.
Okay.
Tom. All right.
Tom.
All right. There's the answer. Tom.
All right.
Number one. All right, Mike, question number two to you.
Question number two for you. John, in this can be your extended family, your intimate family. It doesn't matter to me. Who in the family has the worst problem with odor? Who in the family has the worst odor problem? Someone get together with that smells offensive.
My dad.
Your dad?
Your dad.
Okay, dad.
And now, I as always, will reserve the right to change my question based on what you say to my first question.
Right.
Your sister, CJ, how many times has she enjoyed anal?
Never.
Never anal. Do you want to change the question, though?
Then I do want to change the question. Do you believe your mom and dad have ever celebrated love anally?
Yes.
Then I will go with that.
That mom and dad ever enjoyed anal?
But I will go with that.
And the answer is yes.
Johnny,
you're a brave soul. Way to answer that question.
Rob, now I'm going to put you on hold just a second.
All right.
Let me see. Robbie, if you would be so kind as to
call CJ.
I'm going to call CJ right now. John's answers were her first heartbreak for CJ was Tom, the family member with the worst odor, dad. And John said, yes, mom and dad have enjoyed anal.
Okay, want to put that on hold for you?
Terrifying question for any child.
Great, and now
calling CJ.
And Johnny, wait, is CJ at work right now?
No, she, there might be a different number you can reach, right? She's not answering that line.
Well, no, I got two rings. Hold on.
Two rings, hold on. Sure, I'm down here.
Lovely.
Oh, that's too bad, because these are good answers, too.
Yeah. They're wonderful answers.
Tom, Dad, and yes.
Mm-hmm. Dad involved with two of those answers.
You got an answering machine, Rob?
You might say the two are related. Right.
You might. All right, hold on, John, hold on. Robbie, pick up line five and get one more number from John.
You might, Buzz. I would never say that.
I wouldn't say that.
All right, we're going to get one more number.
And say that they're related? Odor and anal?
Well, Mike, you meant all kinds of odor.
Absolutely.
Body odor.
Could be breath.
It could be B.O.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It could be ass smell.
Mm-hmm.
It could be...
Now, you didn't ask him. Don't you want to know just out of curiosity?
Well, we could pursue it. I think that might be an interesting thing. Once we get the answer from CJ, we could ask specifically what is it with Dad. And, you know, it could be flatulence. It could be breath.
The deal is if we can't get through to CJ, we just got to move on to the next person.
Could be a bad tooth.
And let me see. Rob, you
looking for CJ?
Hold on. Let's see. We got her.
CJ, it's Rob from John and Mike's show.
All right, now get ready.
Well, we got her. You're showing up.
Play the game. Rob's going to tell her that she's going to be on the air.
Is that okay?
All right.
Thanks. When you hear the next voice, you're going to be on the air. Hang on.
All right.
Here we go. We got CJ on the line.
Here is CJ and your brother, John. Hi, CJ.
Hi.
Hi. And John, you want to say hi to your sister?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, John.
Now, let me first tell you that CJ, you're on the Don and Mike show, and also on our show is the star of TV's King of Queens, Leah Remini, who's here as well.
Say hi, CJ.
Hi.
Hi, CJ.
Now, CJ, we have three very simple questions. If you answer all three questions correctly, your brother will win $100.
It's very exciting, CJ. You have to match your brother's answers. Are you ready?
Okay.
These are very simple questions about your family. For instance, Leah, your question for CJ was...
CJ, who was your first heartbreak?
Tommy Fogarty.
Well, what did you say?
Tommy Fogarty.
Tommy Fogarty.
Tom was the answer.
Yeah.
Tom is correct.
That's right. Okay, so now we move on to the second question.
Mm-hmm. All right, CJ, and John answered this question already. Which family member has the worst problem with odor in your family?
My dog.
No, we won't accept dog. It has human. To be a human being.
Human, please.
Which family member has the... Dad! All right, and may I ask a follow-up on that? Why? Why does Dad have the worst odor? Where does the odor come from?
The bathroom.
The bathroom. Okay, all right, very good.
This one is for all the marbles.
Exactly, Leo. Yeah.
Come on. For all the marbles now. $100, because you've already gotten Dad and Tom right. You're so close to $100.
Yes, very exciting moment on the show.
CJ.
Yo.
CJ.
Yes.
Have your mom and dad engaged in anal?
Yes.
Yes!
Wow.
Fantastic. Wow. We have a winner. $100 for you, Johnny.
Yeah, but the winner, all right, it's a...
Winner!
That's, you know what it is, folks. That's how you play. It's all relative.
That's right how there. It's that done, absolutely.
The first
and
boy
this family knows each other.
Yeah, isn't that great?
The first boy to break her heart was Tommy Fogarty, who has the worst odor problem, Dad.
Right.
Have Mom and Dad experienced anal?
Question not normally known by the children.
Yes, no. How would each of you know that your mom and dad have experienced anal?
They got that stuff on the jelly stuff on their beer.
Great answer. Great answer.
Good answer.
Yeah. I'm the man.
I am the man.
You are, John.
John, you have won $100. And
thank you.
CJ, let me give you a lovely bathrobe courtesy of the movie Mulholland Drive. Don't miss Mulholland Drive premiering on pay-per-view Friday on Comcast In Cable, In Demand, and Cox Cable. Comcast and Cox Cable. Thank you both. Hold on a second. That's how easy it is to play.
Perfect.
It's all relative.
Isn't that delightful?
That was delightful.
Textbook. Now, it normally doesn't go that easy.
No, usually it's a little bit more of a, problematic.
And I love that he even had the answer about the anal. You want to try one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right, one more. We'll do rapid fire here. Let's go to Carlos. Hi, Carlos.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Carlos, where are you from?
I'm in College Park, Maryland.
All right, beautiful. Listening on WJFK.
Yeah.
Carlos, we're going to be calling your mom.
That's it.
You know what? Before we do this, Rob, why don't you... let me put you on hold for a second.
Get Olga.
Robbie, why don't you try to get Olga on the line.
Sure.
Okay, you see the number there?
Yeah.
So we'll find out, get her on the line where she won't be able to hear what's on the air.
Yes.
So you understand what we're doing? We're saving your valuable time.
Yes, because otherwise we would be wasting your time going through all of this painful exercise, which it can be, with Carlos and then not getting the family member on the phone.
So Carlos.
Yeah.
Carlos.
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a personal trainer.
A personal trainer?
Ah. You do that part-time?
I basically do it, as close to full-time as you can get without being full-time.
I believe you're asking part-time because we've got a major Hispanic stereotype comment coming up.
That's right. It's a beautiful day. Shouldn't you be out cutting my lawn?
Bada-bing! There it is.
No. Have you gotten through to Olga, Robbie?
Ay, caramba. She's not home.
Carlos, do you have a...
Yeah, that's her work number, actually.
Do you have a six-pack?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Okay.
Six-pack abs. Goodbye.
I thought you meant like a six-pack of butt.
No. Six-pack. He's a personal trainer. He's got a six-pack.
Yeah, six-pack of Corona.
Because I see the guys from the lawn company all the time just sitting on the back of the truck drinking beer.
Drinking beer. Yes.
Sure.
Every one of them.
Do you have a six-pack? That's what I thought you meant.
Do you?
Do you?
If you have a six-pack, would you?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Hello,
who's this?
Sherry from Southern Maryland.
Sherry from Southern Maryland.
All right,
and...
home of the scam.
All right, hold on. We're going to call, see if your mom, Karen, is available right now.
Her last name is Dick, by the way.
Karen?
Karen.
Her last name is Dick.
Your name is Sherry Dick?
No, my name is Sherry Barry. Her name is Karen Dick.
Did you marry into that name, Sherry?
Yes, I did.
So your maiden name is Dick.
Well, no, my maiden name is Roman because it's my stepdad.
Oh, so your stepdad's Sherry. Name is Dick.
I refuse to take that name.
So your name is Sherry Berry and your mom's name is Karen Dick.
Yes.
Right. Do I detect perhaps a little anger at the stepdad? Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay. Well.
All right, here we go. We got the mom on the phone.
Could be trouble here.
So while Rob... goes ahead and tells the mom that we're going to be playing a game where the daughter can win $100. Leah, what would be the question you have for Sherry Berry to ask her mom, Karen Dick?
Okay, Sherry?
Yes, Leah?
What is your mom's most embarrassing moment?
Marrying my stepdad?
Oh.
No.
My, there's anger. Marrying her stepdad.
Well, now, you can go with that as your answer if you like.
We talk about it, but she may not come up with this. Probably lighting the wrong end of a cigarette at a party when she doesn't even drink a smoke.
All right, lighting the wrong end of a cigarette.
To go way back.
Okay, Mike.
Sherry. Which member of your family, Sherry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You going under a bridge or something?
Come on, Sherry Berry.
Sherry, pull over. Get that cell phone in shape. We're going to have to drop you.
I'm right here.
All right, Sherry, go ahead.
Sherry, who in your family has the worst problem with substance?
My stepdad.
With substance abuse.
You don't like
substance
your...
Substance abuse. My stepdad, he's...
Sherry Berry?
It's right here.
Oh, that is horrible.
It's sad.
But it would be
stepdad.
Stepdad, yeah.
Hey, Sherry Berry?
I'm right here.
Sherry Berry?
Sherry?
Yes.
Sherry, what the hell is wrong with your cell phone?
I don't know. Maybe there's a plane going over.
If you had to have lesbian relations with a member of your family, who would you choose to have those relations with?
I would say the only lesbian in the family would be my sister-in-law, Carrie.
But Carrie would be your choice, Sherry? You're most attracted to her?
Well, not attracted to her, but...
Well, see, that's the question.
And the question is, if you had to have lesbian sex with a member of your family, who would you choose?
And it wouldn't matter what their sexuality was.
Okay, my sister-in-law, Pam.
Pam,
all right. We have our answers.
Very good.
We're walking on air. And now let's go directly... to Karen Dick.
Yes.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, Mom.
Karen, we have your daughter Sherry on the line. Say hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Mom.
Now, listen, it's a very simple game we're playing here, Mrs. Dick. We have three questions that we've asked your daughter.
Okay.
And if you match her answers, she's going to win $100.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be great. And do you ever watch the TV show King of Queens?
Yes.
Well, then you must be familiar with the lovely Leah Remini.
She's right here. Say hi to her, Karen.
Hello.
Hi.
Wow. And, this is exciting.
And Leah will ask you the very first question out of three, you match all three, you win $100.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Leah.
For your daughter. It sounds like your daughter's cell phone just dropped off.
So the first question that I asked your daughter was, what was your most embarrassing moment?
If you'd like to make a call, please.
No, we can
play without with Sherry Berry. Okay. We'll get Sherry Berry back on one.
Most embarrassing moment, Karen?
For me?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she said, what was my most embarrassing moment?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Lord, I've had a lot of them.
Well, that's what we hear. That's what we hear.
Rob, now behave.
Oh, Lord, I don't know what she would have said.
You got to try to see what you think she might have said.
Just pick one, Lord.
I don't know. I really don't have a clue. I don't know what she would have said.
Hang on one second. I just need to light a cigarette.
Leah being very generous there.
What happened?
We need an answer, right. Karen.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I have no idea what she would have said.
She said it was lit the wrong way. She said it was the last. Once you lit a cigarette the wrong way.
Well, I said, yeah, well, that's a minor thing compared to some of the other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was quite tame.
All right, well, you know what? Let's continue and see if, you know, if you get the other two, I'll still give you $100.
Very good. All right,
Mike.
Question number two, Karen. Who is the member of the family that has the worst problem with substance abuse?
My husband.
Husband. All right. You match Sherry on that one.
That would be right.
Very good.
And finally, your daughter, Sherry Berry, if forced to have lesbian love with a member of your family.
This is someone she would choose, someone she would prefer. It doesn't matter about their sexuality.
Who would she choose to have unbridled lesbian sex with?
In my family?
In your family, who would Sherry pick if she had to? It would be
my daughter-in-law.
And who would that be?
Pamela.
Hey!
Yeah.
Way to go, Karen, you did it.
We're going to go. We're going to give her that.
Oh, that's great.
We're
going to
give her that. Let me ask you, would you have been surprised if I told you that your daughter's first answer to your biggest mistake was marrying
my husband?
Yeah.
That would not have surprised me at all.
Yeah, Karen, we detected with Sherry a little hostility towards the stepdad.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you might want to work on that.
Congratulations, Sherry Berry, who I guess either is not answering the phone or.
Well, I think Mom's been such a good sport with the the new husband and all. Maybe we can give Mom the money.
I agree. I tell you what.
I think my question was maybe just stupid.
And here's how you work it out.
There's so many moments.
Yeah, exactly. I have a pass off.
Hold on. Sherry Berry? Asshole. Crap, I just hung up on the mom, and now we have Sherry Berry back. Sherry Berry?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, do you want the $100, or do you want your mom to have the $100? Sherry Berry?
Yeah, you can give it to my mom.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Sherry.
Very nice.
Wonderful job.
Let me give you, Sherry Berry, a telescope.
I think we lost Sherry.
She needs a new phone.
She desperately needs a new cell phone.
Because I'm not a TV star, man. I made a money.
Oh, right. Don't yell at me.
All right. So Sherry Berry's mom gets the $100.
$100, and Sherry herself gets
a telescope.
A telescope.
Karen on the warm line.
Karen's on the warm line. Karen?
I'm here.
Karen, you win $100.
I do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to give you $100, and we're going to give Sherry a telescope.
Her daughter gave it to her.
And your daughter, Sherry Berry, has won a telescope courtesy of K-PAX.
Oh.
Don't miss K-PAX now showing on pay-per-view with Kevin Spacey and Jeff Bridges.
That's right, Karen. Your daughter gave that to you. We're simply an ATM.
Oh.
Available on podcast.
Oh, Leah, I love your show.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Hey.
I watched
the whole hour last night, too.
Hey.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I never had a problem with my phone. It's brand new. I don't know what's wrong with it.
There's Sherry Berry again. Sherry Berry, did you hear the great news that you've won a telescope?
Yes, that's wonderful. My kids will love it.
Oh, terrific. That's good. We'll go out in the backyard and, check out the constellations.
You guys are great. Thank you.
Uranus and all that stuff. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry Berry, and thank you.
Oh, man, I was just about to tell Sherry, Pluto not a planet anymore, just a big mass of ice.
And thank you, Mrs. Dick.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hold on just a second. And that, my friends, that is how you play. It's all relative.
Yeah. I hope she gives some of that money to Mr. Dick.
Two big winners right there.
Sweet family.
It'll be a big night in the Dick house.
Yeah. She come and go, how you doing, swinging?
Yes, sirree.
He'll go, I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Leif. How you doing?
Okay, what's next?
You know, that's interesting because if he's not home tonight, then the house will be Dickless.
I just want to say, how's Leif? How's Leif Garrett doing? How's Leif treating Leif?
Hey, Leif.
Ever since I paralyzed my friend, everything is fine.
There we
everything
go.
Everything is wonderful.
Man, all right.
Thank you, Lisa. Where's my song?
Thank you, Lisa Leif. I'm going to bring it in tomorrow.
Okay.
I actually found a copy of it. When we come back, Leah, you asked what's next.
And that whole segment, Don, no mention of the brother. Andy.
Oh, Andy Dick.
Very good.
I'm so glad you asked what's next, Leah.
Very good.
When we come back, again, another copyrighted, crazy, kooky feature of the show. This is where I'm going to crank up the Wayback Machine, and we're going to talk to somebody famous who's dead.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Love that. Somebody who's dead.
Right.
And we'll do that right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How can I ever repay you?
Well, the reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I had to fill it with premium.
Let me think. Sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't give me your problems.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
A most excellent program. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Right now, I want everybody to get out the you know those outbreak costumes
that they wear?
Hazmat suits. Okay, I want to tell you, it gets smelling a little gasoline-y in here when I fire up the Wayback Machine.
Oh, really?
And Lee, I want you to, especially with your delicate, beautiful nostrils.
Okay.
You ever have nostril sex, Lee?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Wow. Damn it.
What I want you to do is make sure you cover up because this machine, this Wayback Machine, what it is it's loaded with all kinds of toxins.
Yum.
And it makes the air smell awful. But what we are able to do is actually go back in time and talk to someone who's dead. Let me see. Hello? Hello?
I'm the ghost of Ted Baxter. WJMTV News. I'm here. You want all your welcome at Bushwood, sir. Am I on the radio?
Hey, Ted.
Your son for me, little 3,000-watt radio station in Bakersfield, California, or someplace like that. I forgot. Hello, Don. Hello, Buzz. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Yes?
Can you tell me something? All of these, There you go.
There it is, the best theme from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Oh, that brings back fond memories. You know, I was Ted Baxter, WJMTV News. Wasn't I great? No!
All of these dumb reunion shows.
They're all dumb.
What are your feelings on them?
It all started with Carol Burnett. Now they're all going mile a minute, and I think it's foolishness. But they simply do. Instead of a Mary Tyler Moore tribute, it's a tribute to me, Ted Knight. They should do a complete retrospective on my body of work. They should do all the stuff about Mary Tyler Moore, then move on to my various other projects. Like Addie Shack. How about Addie Shack? Yeah. When I was Judge Smales, telling you Smales.
And what about when you worked with that faggot?
Too close for comfort?
Jim J. Buttock?
When I used to wear the collared sweaters, I'm wearing one right now. Look at this. I'm wearing a Cornell University sweatshirt. Yes, instantly up here waiting for Jim J. Buttock. Hello down there. That's Ted Baxter, WJMTV News, speaking to you from heaven.
You know, for being such a piece of ass.
And Ted had a little cough there. Sorry about that.
For being such a piece of ass back in the day.
Yes.
I just have to say this about Mary Tyler Moore.
I'm watching your hands, Don.
I just have to say.
Yes. Now we've got the timing right. Yeah. All right.
Stop it or we're both going to have echo.
Hello.
See, only the dead one's supposed to have echo, but you gotta give me a chance.
Only the dead one has echo. Yes, you're talking about Mary Richards, Mary Tyler Moore. What a great POA.
Yeah, but I saw her recently on Letterman or something promoting the show, and my God, she got a joker mouth.
Yes. She's far too skinny. I've come to her in her sleep a couple of times. I'm like, Mayor Ted Baxter, WJMTV News, put some weight on. Come on now. A few milkshakes will take care of that problem. Come on now. She's skinny as a rail. A rail. Come on now. The weight looks good on you, though.
So you're the only one from Mary Tyler Moore who's dead, right?
There's no gambling at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice.
Are you the only one from Mary Tyler Moore who's dead?
That's right. I'm sitting up here all by my onesies waiting for Gavin McLeod to join me, though. I think he's next. I don't think that blood pressure medicine's working for him. Come on, Gavin. We need the Love Boat captain up here in heaven.
What about TV's Ed Asner?
Ed Asner's another one that's on the fast track to join me up here. He still hasn't controlled that weight, but I think he's stabilizing his metabolism with all that unsightly body hair.
What about, we have her on the show every once in a while. A colossal bore, Valerie Harper?
Valerie Harper, she can stay right where she is. She was an unbearable demon to work with. I don't mind telling you, Valerie this, Valerie that, Valerie wants this, Valerie wants that. I couldn't stand it. That's why I got off the show. But I'll tell you, the lady that played Georgette, what a wonderful lady she was. And we had real sex.
Wow. And what about, the woman who played Syphilis?
You mean Phyllis?
Yes, Syphilis.
That was the incomparable Cloris Leachman.
Yes, Syphilis.
Oh, did I love Cloris. Cloris and I were really bonding together. We did a fantastic job on the show. There's nobody I like better than Cloris Leachman.
Can you tell us from your perch in heaven?
Yes.
Who's the next celebrity to die?
Oh, it's a surprise. It's a big surprise. People are going to be surprised at this one. That's right. Peter Boyle from CBS's Everybody Loves Raymond. Yes, sir. He's going to be a massive coronary. Right on the set, he's going to do it in front of a live studio audience. Yes, it'll be a major controversy. And I'll wake him up here and go, hello, young Frankenstein. Nice to see you. Head back there. WJM TV News. I've got the list of all these soon-to-expire celebrities. Many of them would surprise you.
Now, couldn't you pull a string and maybe let Peter Boyle live and have something awful happen to Patty Richardson?
You're assuming that I've got those contacts.
Patty Richardson.
You're assuming that I've got those strings with the man upstairs, but it's not true. We're all just tenants in the big God heaven hideaway. We don't really have any real strings to pull up here. I just simply get the sheet every day of soon to join us members. Look for Peter Boyle to be joining us in late August. Should be big. Fun. There are a few people in front of him, though. Let me look at the list. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Ted Baxter, I'll deliver this just like a news report. Ted Baxter, WJM TV News. Right now, one of my castmates from Caddyshack. I'm very excited to announce that Chevy Chase will be joining us. Yes, after decades of using unsightly painkillers, Chevy Chase will be joining me right up here at the Heaven Hotel. Hello, Chevy. How about that Saturday Night Live update?
You got anybody else?
Yes, I've got plenty of people. Yes, sir. Young and old. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Male and female. Gay and straight. Lots of people will be joining me. Let me see if there's another show business luminary. Oh, there he is. Yes, sir. Well, no shocker here. Bob Hope will be joining me very soon. As a matter of fact, I think I see Bob slated for next Tuesday.
We have heard that one continuously for years and years.
Here's a shocker, though, from the WJMTV newsroom. Ted Baxter letting everyone know that the middle Hanson brother, that's right. You know the group Hanson. He will be joining us in an unsightly car wreck on the Santa Monica Freeway. Ted Baxter, WJMTV News.
Can you tell me about suicide, someone taking their own life?
Let me see here. Let me go to the suicide
page. Now, he's not a major celebrity, but his first name is Jeremy and his last name is Coleman.
Hold on just a second.
If you could tell me if he's going to kill himself anytime soon.
No, not Jeremy Coleman. Let me look at this name. Why, Scott Farrell. Yes, sirree. Scott Farrell will be playing Russian roulette. That's right, Farrell. In the bench. Farrell will be riding the bench up here in Heaven Town. He'll be riding the cloud. Farrell on the cloud. Yes, sir. It's very tragic. He's going to do it in a spectacular way, though. I'll tell you right now, he's going to jump into the propellers of the Staten Island Ferry. Oh, won't that be big fun? Ted Baxter, WJMTV News, and I never slide.
And can I tell you something that I bet you don't know?
Yes.
There has been a death, a professional death.
A professional death?
Someone from the ranks of the radiophiles has been fired.
Someone has been fired.
And I bet you don't know who it is. Someone from DC Radio.
Someone from DC Radio. Let me look into my crystal ball. Is it Elliot Gould and his upcoming stroke?
No, let me give you a hint.
Okay.
Because I bet you don't. I bet that you have information in heaven about who's going to die, but you don't know what disc jockeys are being fired.
Will this shock my good friend Mike O'Mara?
I don't think he'll be shocked by it.
Very good. Then lay it on me, Kemosabe.
All right, here's your clue. Back in the day, I used to buy pot from him.
Are you telling me? That leaves two that I know of. Absolutely. Is the first initial going to be J, or is it going to be D?
You must decide.
Oh, no.
Would it be the bigger of the two, in my opinion? Don't tell me it's Goldie.
No, it's not.
It's Dave Adler. Dave Adler's the professional death of Dave Adler. Let me show you. Winner.
Winner.
That's
winner.
A shame.
Winner. Winner. Winner.
Well, I hope he doesn't do anything drastic. Otherwise, he'll be joining me up here. And may I say, Ted Baxter, WKMTV News, please, for all you people that are contemplating suicide, don't jump off bridges. You wreak havoc with the local traffic situations. Simply do it in the privacy of your own home. Ted Baxter, WKMTV News.
Ted, it was great talking to you.
Nice to see you, Don, Buzz, Leah. Leah! Leah!
And bye, Ted.
Goodbye, farewell. I'll be the same. Good night. I'm a Von Trapp family member.
And,
wow.
Just like that, he's
also
gone.
Also delightful.
Oh, man, he vaporized.
Just like that, he's gone.
He just totally
vaporized.
There's
been many delightful bits this afternoon.
Thank you, Leah. And I know that we're all sad about poor Dave Adler.
That is a shame. Hold on.
I'm amazed.
He got S-Cam.
Oops.
Buzz, I thought I had your phone on here, Buzz. Is your microphone on? Rob, do we have to do something?
Yeah, because if we put Buzz on the reverb, we could get another live Scrotums in the News.
No, hold on. I can't get Buzz at all on his.
Hello?
We're all here. All right, give us the Scrotums in the News, Buzz.
Okay, here we go. Scrotums in the News. There it is. All right, let's all join hands.
So Dave Adler was fired.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Bad. He's very been a sad. Long-time radio personality here in Washington.
It's too bad. And they replaced him with the he said, she said show from WMZQ.
Really? Oh, you mean are they off of MZQ now?
I guess they will be. This is all the scuttlebutt that I'm hearing.
Oh, my God.
Dave Adler got fired, and then the other two are moving over there.
I got to go to that little website that you like.
And they got the frickin' frack from Phoenix are moving in to do the new morning show now on WMZQ.
MZQ really? Is like a farm team for that station, because they stole Jim London, too.
Yeah, that's right.
That's very, very sad. Well, you know, he won't care.
No. And we know that in a pinch... Dave knows how to make some cash on the side.
That's right. Apparently.
Yes, sirree. You can always, something like you can always go back to. Like if you're a hairdresser. You know? You can always fall back on it.
Or a painter.
Let's go to, Buzz in the News now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
That's me.
He made it up.
And it was so funny because, I mean, that was long ago and, you know, I have not smoked pot for, not that I'm counting days, but we're coming up on the 4th anniversary. Thank you. I feel like I'm at my meeting.
Hi, Don.
Gratuitous applause.
But back in the day, I used to find it highly comical that I was buying my pot from the morning man at W Light.
Very, very funny.
Something funny about...
Yeah. And you know, I haven't had a drink since hour number two of the show.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you all.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you. I've had no prescription meds since yesterday.
Thank you.
Winner! And Leah, when was your last piece of fruit?
Oh, my last piece of fruit? I didn't have fruit. I had a burrito.
Another one. Did Angela make it for you?
No, we went to a different place today.
Okay.
I had an egg burrito.
An egg burrito.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? I got two very encouraging emails from your listeners.
Really?
They were very, very kind, I have to say.
Oh,
and they What word am I looking for? Second, what you said, Don, about people calling in and that the people who really listen to your show don't call in. They just listen to your show. And they were very encouraging. Jeff and John. I don't know where Jeff is from, but John is from Washington.
Same rule applies to people who email, incidentally.
Amazing with all those burritos that you stay so petite.
No, they're egg whites, darling.
Oh,
egg
that's whites. It. There's the secret, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Why you should not eat those yolks-only eggs.
All
I eat is the yolks.
Yes. Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and the comments today?
Today, witnesses say Kennedy cousin J-O'd in a tree on the night of the murder.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it gets
that's
ugly.
That Skakel guy?
Yes, that's the guy.
It's raining.
Man. Oh, that's not rain, Don.
It's a Kennedy cousin.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Damn right. Boy, howdy.
Boy, howdy.
You'll love their D's and B's.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
What do you think of those things? Hey, tomorrow on the show, we're really going to be hyping now. We're going to do the free show on Thursday.
All right.
This is a by-invitation-only thing.
Absolutely. We'll be looking for our freaks tomorrow.
So we're going to start trolling right at the beginning of tomorrow's episode. The show is originating from WJFK here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So all of ye loyal listeners, and thank you for listening, in D.C., Maryland, Virginia,
ye,
this freak show is for you. That tomorrow we'll need you to call and tell us what your deformity is, how God has screwed you over in the poker game of life, or what amazing stunt you can pull off, or what you can eat or drink or whatever.
Whatever, and all competing for a chance to go to Key West, Florida.
Come on, freaks. But you must, tomorrow, you must register.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because that's one thing that we haven't done recently on the show where we've had
this. We've been hedging on that, and we have to. You have to be registered. We have to get you on record and, in the coffers.
Because it's a vacation to Key West, Florida, courtesy of Corona Light. Relax and enjoy a Corona Light. So tomorrow we'll sign up the freaks for Thursday's show, which will be the show of freakdom.
And if you have webbed feet and webbed hands, go out and buy some sunscreen.
That is, that's Mike's dream.
Yeah.
And, well, let me just say, a lot of times people will say to me, Don, they'll say, Don, when you talk about the freak show, I don't get it. What are you looking for? Yeah. And I say to them, hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
There he is. Hi, Tom.
How do you spell freak?
F-A-C-K-E-R.
Facker.
And how do you spell monster?
Yeah!
How do you spell it?
No.
How do you spell monster, Tom?
M-O-N.
Yes.
E-R-Y.
Yes. And how do you
Monterey?
How do you spell Leah?
L-A-I-N-E. Hi, Leah.
Lainey.
Hi.
Hi, baby cake.
Hi.
Oh, somebody has a new friend.
What do you want to do to Leah, Tom?
Tom?
Hey, Tom.
What?
What would you like to do to Leah?
Have sex with her.
Oh, my.
Bye-bye. Oh, all right, so when people say to me, Don, what are you looking for? Right there's
the perfect person who would just simply come down here, sit in a chair, and spell, and he could be a winner.
And now here is Buzz with the news in the comments. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The night his neighbor was killed, Kennedy cousin Michael Skakel sat in a tree outside her bedroom window pleasuring himself. I decided to grab hold of myself and pleasure myself rapidly.
And you know the sound of when is that glorious?
At least this is what two witnesses in Skakel's murder trial testified yesterday that he had told them. When I returned, the golf club and the DNA were gone. Their testimony puts him at the crime scene, and today a witness said that he told her, ask me about how I killed my neighbor.
Oh, my God.
One of the witnesses is the son of former football player and sportscaster Don Meredith, by the way.
Tree looks like JFK's head.
Oh my God.
Covered with my spunk.
There we go.
My bloody spunk.
Oh, dear. Back and to the left.
Hurrah.
Airline pilots won't be allowed to have guns in their cockpits. That's the word from the government's transportation department today.
You know what? I'm glad.
Why?
I just thought of this. For a long time, I was like, give the pilots what they want.
You were for that.
But no, I mean, if a pilot's going to come out with a gun and like, start shooting somebody, it's going to, like, go through the plane.
Well, they didn't really want to come out. I think pilots are aware of that, and they didn't really want to come out with a gun.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world.
So
what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky?
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
Do you, punk?
No reason was given for the decision. Airline pilots have been pushing for the... they say it would allow them to stop a hijacker breaking into the cockpit.
Yeah.
And airlines have been training pilots and... flight attendants.
Yeah. I'm very sorry, but you've lost. Good luck.
Training them in using stun guns and other non-lethal weapons.
Gotcha.
The FAA admits it knew before September 11th that a suspected terrorist had been arrested for acting suspiciously. The man, who's now known as the 20th hijacker, had shown a special interest in flying 747s. But the FAA says it had no reason to think that Zacharias Moussaoui was part of a bigger conspiracy.
Hello, what's the name again?
Zacharias Moussaoui.
Hello.
Bingo.
Hello.
Come on. So the FAA sat on the information.
Booyah! I hear that. Should have set off the alarm right there, that name
the
alone.
Booyah alarm. Yeah, they issued no warnings and no alerts, and there's talk now of people being fired over this.
You know what I don't like is the fact that some of these memos that came out after September 11th are not being released. And I'd like to know why. I mean, just tell us, hey, there's stuff in there that's going to help us get other terrorists.
That's what the FBI has said in the case of at least one of those memos, the one about the Middle Eastern men being, so many of them being enrolled in pilot classes. That particular memo has the names of suspects who are still wanted by the U.S. government. That's why the FBI says
this memo here says I knew what was going on and I should have done something about it. I'm a dumbass.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, it's SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's my favorite show. Look, they got that SpongeBob SquarePants on the TV. Where are my pretzels?
Don't you worry, sir, don't you worry at all about the about these memos.
I think these memos are just crap. Make sure nobody gets to see them. I got to go watch SpongeBob.
Hey, guess what's on the three?
What's that?
Jerry.
Oh, Jerry Springer. Man, that's great. They had these teenage mothers on the other day. Man, they make me feel good about being me. I swear to God. All right, I won't eat the pretzels. Give me some Cheetos.
Don't do that. No,
I hate the Cheetos, though, because I'm signing a bill. I get that orange crap all over my fingers.
As I tried to illustrate the other day when we were in California, we didn't have the stuff right. The real way to find out what's going on in the White House is to simply ask Jenna Bush.
Right.
Jenna, is there stuff, buzz a story here about these memos.
Yeah. Right.
Is there stuff in these memos that is somehow hiding the fact that your dad may have known about the 9/11 awful acts?
I'm all wet. I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
Well, that's not relevant. We're trying to ask you whether your father had knowledge, prior knowledge of the events of September 11th. What's the answer?
Jenna Bush, these memos.
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
Yeah.
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
Not at all. But Jenna, listen, the memos that Buzz is speaking about in the news, did your father know about them?
Oh, my God.
What?
I had no idea it was so big.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Jenna, but I really want to know, what is the bottom line here on this this whole memo issue?
What? The skirt's been riding on my ass all day long.
I don't think she's
going to answer. Jenna, one more time. Let me just ask you. Did your dad or did he not know about these memos?
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
I'm just sitting here.
Jenna.
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
So am I.
Me too.
So am I, but did your dad or did he not know about the memos? Jenna Bush.
Jenna.
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 Short attention span.
Jenna Bush.
We lost her. No, Jenna.
How about you take off my clothes?
Okay. Oh, there she is. Okay.
All right, don't forget about the questions.
The Pornikova lawsuit against Penthouse has been settled out of court and just in time.
Thank God.
Just as the judge was about to order. I knew you'd feel that way, Leah.
I was just so worried. I was just up at night going, that poor Pornikova girl.
This is for you, Leah. This is for you.
She was a whore.
Okay.
Yeah. She was a whore.
Just as the judge was about to order a recall of the issue that brags of a topless Anna Kournikova, the magazine made nice. Penthouse admits it's a mistake. Jake apologizes again and is giving millions of dollars to the wife of a Benetton heir, who is the woman who's really featured in the magazine. The photographer said he thought she was the tennis star based on the size of her nipples.
Well, they should buy her some breast implants. They really want to do something for her.
You know, so the deal is, if they were to have approached that woman and asked her to pose, she would have gotten a lot less than she got when they did
probably,
it without her permission.
Probably, but she also got less than she sued for.
And there's something to be learned there.
Everybody wins.
Who cares her about nipples. The whole thing?
We all care.
Stupid.
We care deeply.
Her nipples weren't that great.
Her nipples are not the best nipples I've ever seen.
There you go.
Don
there
cares.
It's not even worth talking about.
But Leah, listen to this. Listen, let me just throw this idea out at you right now, okay? If you say, all right, now hear me out. I'm not trying to be, rude here, but I want you to hear me out. You get Angelo to take some pictures of you, like on the beach out in California, then you give me those pictures, and I say, hey, I work with her, and I give them to Penthouse, and then they publish them, and then you get mad and sue Penthouse, and we split the millions.
But, Mike, those pictures would have to be topless.
Yes, that is true.
It would help.
I would promise that I wouldn't look at them. And just imagine the millions of dollars, Leah. You know, somebody accidentally leaked these photos to Penthouse Magazine.
And furthermore,
you sue because you didn't say they could be printed, and you make millions.
But it wasn't her.
But now that the Anna eat the corn out of your clothes has already happened, Mike, I'm afraid the topless wouldn't do it. I'm afraid we'd have to keep
C-Pink. Publisher Bob Guccione has also promised to destroy any copies that have not yet been sold. And by the way, previous collector's item editions of Penthouse, like the Vanessa Williams spread, are now worth thousands of dollars.
Well, I guess it's not going
to
work.
I'm just trying to get this party started.
Well, you know, we can try.
I don't blame you.
We would try it. Well, you know, you can only ask. So,
sure.
Leah, if we could have nude photos of you and you could have them taken, would you?
I guess the silence.
Hello.
No, there was a no.
There was Don and Mike. Hello there.
Firm no.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling from Jersey, and this is the first week I hear you guys.
Yes,
honey.
Hilarious. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
I'm going to start telling my friends about you guys.
Sorry, Robin.
Taking Jersey out of the picture.
Which part of Jersey? Are you listening on NEW or YSP?
N-E-W.
N-E-W, wonderful.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Absolutely.
Thank you, honey.
I have one question. It's not a put down or anything, but one of your voices sounds like the guy from the Partridge Family with the red hair.
Danny Bonaducci?
Oh, Danny Bonaducci. John.
Yes, that would be me.
You sound like him.
Sorry. Thank
you. That would be me.
Or I like thinking he sounds like me.
That's right.
Thank you, though.
Yes.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you.
And Leah, you're adorable, too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. And you know who you remind me of?
Now, she was being very complimentary.
I know she was being complimentary.
Don't be mean. I'm from Jersey. We got a quick time.
There you go.
Hey, speaking of the Partridge Family, Don likes David Cassidy.
Hello, world is a song that
I had to play this for myself.
Get happy.
I had to play it for myself.
I feel good already.
See, everybody does.
So I wouldn't tell her.
I feel happy already.
Me
I
wear Dave Madden.
Who?
Reuben Kincaid. You're a man, baby.
Oh, we hate Danny Bonaducci.
I'm kidding. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good luck.
Bye.
Good luck to you in everything.
Bye-bye now.
Time to break, huh?
That's the Dick Van Patten.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. Good luck in everything.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They can have coitus without bleeding. Don and Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Personal trainers are experts on health and fitness. True or false?
False.
Mostly it's false. A new study at UCLA Los Angeles had most of them flunking questions about nutrition, health screening, and fitness testing.
Hi, Brian Teets.
Of the 115 trainers quizzed, only 42% got passing grades. Most of them had bachelor's degrees at the least. Researchers say, like everything, it's buyer beware.
I forgot mine's name.
You forgot your guy's name?
It's been so long.
Man.
Forgot his name. Hi, short guy who works at Nordstrom. Used to work my ass out like I was some kind of Marine recruit.
Oh, man. So let's see. There's Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, Lemon Coke, and now Vanilla Coke. And according to some Coke employees, there's also out-of-date Coke. Workers in Dallas say the company is taking nearly expired soda off the shelves and selling it at stores in minority neighborhoods. And they say this has been going on for years.
Is there something wrong with that?
They say the company does lower the prices on the stuff that's gone past its prime.
Oh, damn. Hello there, this is my Black Coke.
This is Robert the Angry Mailman.
See, and I would like to say, this is Chewy, that I pay only 25 cents a can for my Coca-Cola.
Right, don't drink too much of that.
The Coca-Cola company denies the charges.
You drink enough of that, it'll really make you feel under the weather.
Hey, it's Robert Blake.
How are you?
TV's Beretta.
Man, oh man, why did I have to shoot her? I should have gotten a feather pillow and smothered her. Kobe, and now I'm all on the news with Dan Ryder. And all they show 24/7 in the jail is reruns. They show the Smothers Brothers.
How come this Coca-Cola I was drinking don't taste like the regular Coke that the white folk drink?
That's the name of that tune. You live in a minority neighborhood. So they're discriminated against you.
Mostly in black and Hispanic neighborhoods.
That's right, Buzz Burbank. You tell them, man. You tell them why they're feeling under the weather.
Negro Cola.
That's disgusting.
Now, Coke says an internal...
It's not RC, it's NC.
Why, whatever could that mean?
Negro Cola.
It was a rhetorical question.
You're going to get a letter.
Coke says an internal investigation found the charges...
Wait until Robert comes on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
You're going to get it, Don.
Hey, but you know what? If I get a letter, here's a good thing, Leah. If I get a letter, it always addressed to Mrs. Don's and Mike's, not just to Mrs. Don's.
And that's the name of that tune.
Coke says an internal investigation found the charges to be without merit. The NAACP rather says it's doing its own investigation.
Well, you know, seriously, if I get serious as hell.
Don't bother with it.
Someone from Southwest or Anacostia, really. Go down and buy some Coca-Cola.
I see it.
And what we should do is bring it into the studio.
Absolutely. And if you see, especially if you see it like at a discount, sold at a discount, let's see what the dates are.
Right. And we should go like to some fancy suburb like Potomac.
Uh-huh. Right.
And buy a six-pack of Coca-Cola there.
And we can see if it's legitimate or if it's totally without merit.
And have a taste test.
If someone offered to sell you old cola, would they?
I don't know, Robbie.
Our Mother of the Week award goes to 27-year-old Melissa Balcom of Citrus County, Florida. She's been arrested for hosting a sexually oriented party for her 10-year-old daughter and a half dozen other young girls from her daughter's dance class.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Among the sheriff's specific complaints that she did nude jumping jacks in front of the girls.
Wow, oh my God.
Mommy.
She dared a 13-year-old to demonstrate oral on a soda bottle. That she had a couple of girls French kiss things, including a television set.
I'll look for her in the Huskow.
That she told two other girls to perform lap dances on a chair. And they say that when the younger girls didn't understand her references to oral, she explained it to them.
10-year-olds?
Quoting a detective, she just made some poor decisions.
She wouldn't make it to the jailhouse.
No.
That's terrible stuff there.
Yes, it is, Rob.
Corrupting the minds of our youth.
That's right, Mr. Blake. In sports, the Sacramento Kings are now tied to the Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference Finals.
That's right.
It was such a great game last night.
Oh, Kings were... Hold on.
I watched the game last night. I actually watched two periods.
What color jerseys did Sacramento wear last
White.
Night? Okay.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was an excellent game. I loved the game.
Good.
I really did. I was rooting for Sacramento.
Can you name one player on Sacramento?
Yes, I can.
Can you name two?
Probably doubtful. I can name one, though.
Yeah. Who's the one?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay.
C-Webb. There you go. C-Webb's fantastic. Chris Webber.
Right.
Yeah, awesome play.
Hell of a game last night.
I love the Kings.
Way to go, Kings.
Go Kings.
Ring those goddamn cowbells until the people from Los Angeles go crazy.
Or do the dance. The Kings last night were able to take advantage of Kobe Bryant's food poisoning and Shaquille O'Neal's fouling tendencies.
Winner, winner.
better.
NASCAR driver Jeff Purvis is in serious but stable condition in a Pennsylvania hospital. He hurt his head and neck and broke a leg in a Sunday collision at Nazareth Speedway.
Never nervous Purvis.
And finally, give me a story with guns and alcohol, and I'll give you a story that doesn't end happily. Dateline, Missoula, Montana. A 22-year-old was upset that his friend had been hurt in a bar fight, so he grabbed his .40 caliber semi-automatic pistol and stuck it in his waistband. Yeah, it went off. The bullet wounded his penis, blew off one of his testicles, and put a hole in his thigh.
Good luck.
Police say they thought about pressing charges, but decided the poor guy's already suffered enough.
Oh, good luck.
I'm Burbank on the Terry Smart Show.
You've lost.
No.
Yeah,
no.
We gotta go. Tomorrow, we'll get the freaks together.
Freaks.
It'll be Freak Show on Thursday plus tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow's Wednesday. You know what that means. We've got some fun, some Craig Wolfen fun.
Craig Wolfen. Yeah.
We'll have more with Leah tomorrow. And Crap. I wanted to say stuff.
Thank you for plugging my
band. Mike's band here? No, not Mike.
Thank you for plugging my band. I don't know. Whatever.
See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, ma'am.
I said good day, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Oh, and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Thanks for the great ratings.
Way to go, Philly.
That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Thanks for the great ratings, Philadelphia. Much there love. You go. That was it. Much love. Okay.
So long, everybody. And toodaloo.
Pass. Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise? Satisfaction guaranteed. This is the Don and Mike Show.